"Hey, Father, since I did really good in school this year, I was wondering if you could take me to Disney World to see Chuck E. Cheese."
"Jeffy, Chuck E. Cheese is not at Disney World. It's Mickey Mouse."
"They're both rats, and I want to see them."
"Jeffy, listen, I'm tired of going to Disney World. It's the same thing over and over and over again."
"Okay, well, what about if we go to Epic Universe? Dun, dun, dun."
"What is that? Is that in Fortnite?"
"You wish. It's actually a new amusement park at Universal Studios, and I want to go."
A new amusement park. It's been a long time since I've been on anything new. You know what? Screw it. My credit card just ran out. Let's just go, me and you.
Yep, let's go.
All right, let's go. Oh, wow, Jeffy. This place looks so awesome.
Yeah, it is pretty epic. So now I'm going to take an epic dump in the urinal in the bathroom.
Jeffy, do not do that and get us kicked out.
Well, no one's done it yet, and I got to be the first one to do it.
Okay, but hold on. If you're going to do that, save it for the end of the day. Let's go this way. Let's go this way. Huh, Jeffy, I wonder what's inside that green pipe-looking thing.
I don't know, Danny. Let's go check it out.
All right, let's go.
Where the fuck do you think you're going?
Oh, we're new to Epic Universe.
Have you lost your goddamn mind being here? You're not allowed here. You're not allowed anywhere near here.
Well, it's just an amusement park, so...
No, you're under arrest, what? Both of you.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
Order. I am the Honorable Judge Pooh-Bear, and today we will be hearing the case of Marvin and Jeffy, who are being accused of going to Universal Studios' new theme park, Epic Universe, where a section of the park is themed after a video game we are banned from mentioning. Marvin, Jeffy, what made you commit such a heinous crime?
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know...
Ugh, you disgust me even talking in my direction. I have dealt with serial killers, people who eat other people who throw babies off of bridges. But just knowing how horrible the crime you committed is makes me sick to my stomach. Do you want us to move to a fifth channel? Do you? I'm going to cover my eyes while you talk, because I can't bear the sight of you. Just continue.
Well, Your Honor, I didn't know that the park had, a section themed like the video game.
Oh, I see. Now we're playing the "I didn't know I was committing the worst crime in U.S. history" card. You knew damn well there was a section of that park themed after that video game. It's the most eye-catching part of the entire thing. What, you expect me to believe you were there for How to Train Your Dragon? What, you think I was born yesterday? I didn't even know there were sequels. It's like making a theme park around Madagascar or Ice Age. Oh, but that would be pretty cool, though. Imagine a ride where you're in the acorn, and it's like a roller coaster, and you go around the glaciers and stuff where the squirrel chases you. Oh, that'd be so cool. I would make too much money. Damn it, now I'm just mad at you and mad that my good ideas never happened.
All right, listen, I only went because Jeffy wanted to go. I had no idea what this theme park had. It's Jeffy's fault.
Oh, my God, I knew you were a monster, but blaming your child for this crime? Marvin, you are one sick son of a bitch. Do you even have a soul?
I only bought the tickets since Jeffy wanted to go. It was not my idea, it was Jeffy's idea. What's the big deal? We barely walked in the park.
Mr. Marvin, you clearly have no remorse for your crimes because you don't even see that what you did was wrong. I made my verdict the moment I heard what you were accused of and saw your disgusting face. I find you and Jeffy guilty, and I sentence both of you to 10 billion consecutive life sentences. That means after you die, we'll bring you back to life 10 billion times so you can live in prison.
10 billion years? What the fuck? Why? I didn't even know the park was in there. We went there for 1 second.
Come on, guys. Time to go.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Take them away. Take them away before I throw up.
Get in there, you sick fucks. I'm from our town.
Oh, so you're not a citizen, huh?
Listen. 10 billion years is just ridiculous.
Oh, well, it's not actually 10 billion years.
Oh, okay. The judge was just exaggerating.
It's 10 billion life sentences.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so let's say you live to be 80 years old. It's 10 billion times 80. You'd be in prison for 800 billion years.
What, 800 billion years? That doesn't make any sense. The world's not going to be around that long. The sun's going to explode.
Oh, well, in that case, we'll just put you on a spaceship with a guard and send you to another planet.
Okay, that's a waste of taxpayer money. What I did is not even that serious.
See, that's why you belong in here. You think what you did isn't that bad, but what you did is like the 9/11 of what you could have done.
When is grilled cheese time?
Huh, you guys think you get grilled cheese, huh?
I guess not.
Well, you do on Thursdays.
Well, what's today?
Sunday.
So what do we eat on Sunday?
Wouldn't you like to know, hungry boy?
I guess he's just going to let us starve today.
Actually, we're not allowed to do that. That's against the prison rules. We have to feed you.
So then what are you going to feed us?
Have you guys ever heard of McDonald's?
No way!
Oh, now I feel kind of bad about how excited you guys got. That's actually what I'm having for dinner. You guys can't have that.
So then what are we going to eat?
You guys can smell the box my Big Mac came in. And if I'm feeling really generous, I'll throw you a french fry. Just kidding, I eat the fries first.
Okay, so what do we eat?
It's actually, I think, oatmeal today. I don't know. I don't eat here.
What? Ew, oatmeal!
Oh, y'all niggas don't like oatmeal? Because I got a whole lot of oatmeal. High in protein. Whole lot of nuts. Very chunky. Slightly yellow, but still good. And it comes with a nozzle, self-serve. So, tell me, how many bowls you want?
Oh my God!
I want oatmeal!
No, you don't, Debbie! God, we need your help, God!
Pipe down, inmates.
Give me a sip.
No, it's mine.
God, we need your help.
What's the matter?
Sucking wiener.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to do that either. Glad I'm not in jail.
Listen, our cellmate claims to make his own oatmeal, and I doubt that.
Oh, yeah, it's not oatmeal.
What is it?
Listen, it doesn't matter what it is. We're not eating oatmeal. Listen, guard, you have to let us out.
Well, you still have 799,999,999,999 years and 363 days and 23 hours left, so I would be friends with the oatmeal guy.
We're not being friends with Oatmeal Guy.
The first batch almost ready.
Come on, Danny, let's hurry up and get in line before other people start showing up.
No one else is going to fucking show up, Danny. We're the only ones in the cell.
But I don't want them to run out of oatmeal.
It's not oatmeal. We're not eating enough.
Well, come on, Danny. I'll hold the nozzle and you can get the first sip.
Sick. Jerry, it's sick. It's not oatmeal. We're not eating it. Listen.
There's only one of him and there's two of us. So we could gang up and we could kill him.
Well, Danny, I don't really think it's a good idea to kill the only person in here that can get us food. I don't want to go hungry.
He's not making us food, Jeffy. Listen,
we're going to kill him, okay? So I'm gonna go talk to him and distract him, and while he's talking to me, you're gonna go up behind him and you're gonna choke him.
Choke his nozzle?
But no, his neck, Jeffy, the thing he breathes out of.
Oh.
Oh, wait, it's right. Hey, Mr. Oatmeal Man.
Mr. Oatmeal Man? Nah, I'm Bowls.
How the fuck you do that?
Shh! You're messing up the oatmeal process. Oh. It might come out lumpy.
Oh, okay, let's. Your name is Bubbles. How'd you get that name?
Oh, you want to hear my life story?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to hear that.
See, I ain't always like man ass. That was one of them straights. Yeah, it all started back in Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah. About 17 years ago, I lived the American dream in Arkansas. I had a wife and three beautiful children. We lived in a paid-off house, nice car. I had my dream job where I was the CEO of a bubble machine-making company. People would call me Mr. Bubbles. I made about $500,000 a year. I donated to charity, went to church, helped out in the soup kitchens. I was a model citizen, a pillar of the community. I was even given the key of the city by the mayor for being such a perfect human being. Until one day my sink started leaking. So we had to call a plumber. This big fat ass plumber man came into my house and bent over to fix my sink. I couldn't help but notice his hairy ass crack, and it was showing. Once I saw that, I fell in love. It was all over for me. After that, I became addicted to man ass. Every man's ass I saw after that, whoo, I couldn't help myself. I got arrested over and over and over again. I lost my job, my house, my wife, and my kids. All over man ass. I threw my whole life away for that man booty. I eat, breathe, and dream man booty. A lot of people wonder if I regret throwing away my perfect life for man behind. Hell no. I would say my life is perfect now. Stuck in a 10 feet by 8 feet room with man booty that I can't escape. Oh boy, this is heavy. What more could I even want? Yup, that's my life. Now leave me alone. I'm gonna finish up this oatmeal.
Hold on! Wait! What is that?
It's oatmeal, damn it! You ain't never had oatmeal before.
Wait! So you were really making oatmeal in that corner?
Yeah. I thought you were hungry, right?
Wait. So you weren't jiggling niblets back there?
Hell nah! I was jiggling Quaker Oats, apples and cinnamon. Told you it was gonna be a little chunky and yellow. But you know, I mix it up to make sure it's love without.
Wait. That doesn't make any sense. So you were actually making oatmeal for us and not trying to serve us something bad.
Hell no! Why would I do that? Ruin perfectly good oatmeal.
Wait, so I thought you liked man ass.
Oh, I still do. I really do. But look, I've been going to therapy in prison. And my man therapist, he told me this. Maybe I should share oatmeal and people will share their ass to me. You know what I'm saying? With me, willingly, consensually. That's a new word I learned. That means they will give up their ass to me on a silver platter. Yeah.
So you make oatmeal and hope men do that.
Yeah, it's a good exchange. Now leave me alone. I gotta finish stirring.
All right, inmates, here's your dinner. My Big Mac box. I think there's a little bit of lettuce in there for you. Here you go.
I got dibs!
Oatmeal all done. Be careful, it's hot.
What is this?
Oh, no.
It's like a secret exit.
Looks like.
Hey, you guys close that fire exit. You're not even supposed to know about that unless there's a fire.
Run!
Come on, Jeffy.
This must be the door the Clintons used to kill Epstein.
Come on, Jeffy. Oh, goddammit, get back here. I need the fucking keys, and they're over by the desk, and I'm over here. It's going to take a good 15 seconds to open this door. They're going to be long gone by then.
Oh, man, Jeffy, I'm so glad we escaped. I didn't want to spend 800 billion years in prison.
Yeah, but we made friends along the way who make good oatmeal.
Yeah, well, you know what I learned today? Don't judge a book by what it says.
Yep, that's why I always look at the pictures.
Yeah, so eat your oatmeal, Jeffy.
Aha, gotcha.
Well, we made it back to home base.
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. Here, suck this fucking nutsack. I see. It's like that, is it? Okay, I'll just show myself out.
Whoa, Jeff, I didn't know that worked.
Yeah, the nutsack always works.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
We can go swimming. It's hot as balls outside.
It is hot outside. Let's go swimming, guys.
You guys have fun with that. I'm going to stay here and play Genshin Impact.
What's Genshin Impact?
What? You've never heard of Genshin Impact?
Are you going to tell us what it is?
Well, look at the screen. That's Genshin Impact.
Whoa!
That's so sick!
Damn right, whoa.
Well, Cody, what do you do in this game?
Well, you can run and jump. I mean, what other game can you do that in? None that I can mention.
So you can run and jump, and what else?
Well, you can also climb buildings, like some kind of superhero who can climb things. Maybe he was bitten by an insect. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, show me!
Look, I'm climbing that thing.
Whoa!
That's amazing!
Yeah, check this out. You can also jump and hover, kind of. Look at me hover, kind of.
Oh, my God. He's, like, hovering, kinda.
He's hovering, kinda. And then check this out. Goo 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 goo.
Oh, hoorah!
Oh, goo goo.
Yeah, guess what? You can also fight. Look at me fight this thing. I'm gonna fight it.
Yeah, kick him up. Yeah, fight. Beat him.
Beat him! Fight. Yeah. Beat him up, Joey!
Now die!
I'm sure I'm fighting.
It's taking you forever to kill him.
Yeah, sometimes it does take a while, but that's just the game, you know?
Yeah! Oh, okay. So what else can you do?
Well, the best part is check out this hunky dude I'm playing as. Isn't he the sexiest, hottest dude you've ever seen?
I mean, he is really... Not, I mean, I don't really like guys, Cody. Is there any girls?
Oh, hell yeah, there's girls. There's hot ones, too.
Oh, hot girls? I want to see the hot girls.
Yeah, I want to see these hot girls.
Check out the hot girls. This is Kicking.
Okay.
This is Barbara.
Ooh, she's hot.
That's Jean.
Uh-huh. Oh, mid.
This is Amber.
Okay.
That's Mona.
Ooh.
This is Fischl.
All right.
This is Raiden Shogun.
Wait. Cody. Who's that one?
Oh, this is Ning. You know what? I don't think I should say that one.
Oh, my gosh. She's so hot.
She's banging.
Oh, my God. I like her. I want to play as her. Wait. I think her name is Ning Guang.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ning Guang.
Yeah. I don't want to play as any of these girls, though. I want to play as Ito, that sexy hunk.
Okay, well, can we play with you, Cody?
Well, of course you can play with me, Junior.
But we only have one PlayStation 5.
Oh, Junior. What I'm about to tell you is gonna blow your goddamn mind.
What?
You can also play this game on your phone.
What?
No way!
Wait, I can play a console game on a phone?
Yep, you sure can. I don't know how the hell they pulled that off.
Oh my god, so if I download this game on my phone, I can play with you on a PlayStation 5?
Oh yeah, you can play it on PS5, on your phone, iOS, Android, PC, all of that.
And it stops there?
It stops there, yeah.
Oh, my God! Well, I think my phone's dead, so let me go charge my phone, and I'll play with you. So, Jeffy, you play with Cody for a second.
All right, I gotta go grab my phone.
Okay, I'm gonna keep playing Genshin Impact.
All right, Cody, I got my phone.
Okay, Jeffy, get ready to check out Genshin Impact, an open-world action RPG game available on PC, Android, iOS, PlayStation 4, and 5. You can explore the vast magical world of Teyvat where 7 kinds of elemental powers surge. Look at these awesome graphics!
I'm sorry, were you saying something, Cody? I was downloading the game.
Oh, never mind.
Alright, Cody, I'm gonna pick Amber because she's got bunny ears and rockin' cans.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Alright, I'm gonna go in this place with the Kiki. Oh, look at the Kiki. Holy! Now I'm gonna shoot the Kiki with my bow and arrow. Mm-hmm.
Why'd you shoot the Kiki?
I don't know.
Well, come meet me for a second, Jeffy.
All right, on your way, Cody.
Hey, Cody, look at me. I'm a bunny rabbit.
Boing, 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 boing.
Yeah, that's really cool, Jeffy. Okay, listen. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go fight a giant boss, okay? He's like a big ice monster, right?
Okay. Well, I'm going to run around and be a bunny rabbit, okay?
Okay, well, he's over here, so follow me.
All right. Boing, 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 boing,
You don't have to do that. Look, you can glide and stuff, see?
Oh, yeah, I can glide a little bit, kinda.
Yeah, so just come this way. He's down here. We're gonna jump off. See, okay, so we're gonna hover kinda down here, right?
Oh, yeah, I am hovering kinda all the way down.
Okay, so he's down here. It's like a big ice plant thing, okay?
Oh, okay, what's his name?
It's like Cryo Regis Vine. He's that thing.
Oh, I see him!
Yeah, he's huge, okay? So just be really careful, okay? You're gonna die in like 2 hits.
All right, well, I'm gonna do my best and he's not gonna touch me at all. Okay. I'm just gonna shoot my bow and arrow.
Yeah, you do that. Just hang back. I think
Oh, no! He's shooting at me!
Okay, well, be careful, Jeffy. Don't get hit.
No, I haven't yet. He's not going to touch me.
Okay, good. So I'm just going to run up and start hitting him.
Oh, no! He hit me!
Well, you said that wasn't going to happen.
Well, I tried my hardest, Cody!
Okay, well, just be careful.
No, he hit me again! He hit me! All right, now I got to run away.
Okay, but hurry, okay? I'm fighting him up here.
All right, well, I got to go run in the bush and eat some food real fast.
Okay, but just eat quickly because I'm up here beating the crap out of him.
I'm going to eat as fast as I can!
Okay, just you know, hurry. I need some help.
All right, hold on. I got to go into my inventory, check this out. Oh, there's some ramen and some
done? I mean, he's pretty tough. I mean, I'm doing okay, but, like, I need your help.
Well, I'm trying. I just gotta eat some more food. I got a whole supermarket full of food in my backpack. I'm trying to eat it.
How did you get all that food? Okay, fine.
I found it.
Are you done yet? I need some help up here.
I'm coming back out right now, okay?
Look, I knocked him down. Just help me.
All right, I'm doing my best. I'm shooting my bow and arrow at him again.
Yeah. You keep doing that. Dude, we're doing so much damage right now.
I can power that one up.
Dude, we're doing a great job here. He's almost half dead.
Oh, no, he's getting back up.
Good. Watch out.
I gotta run away again. Oh, no.
Be careful. Okay, I think I'm doing okay. Just watch out. Oh, he's doing a big ice thing. Watch out.
I'm running. No, he hit me. He hit me again. I gotta go heal up.
Jeffy, come on. What are you doing? I need some help up here.
I have to eat more food.
Jeffy, all you're doing is eating. Stop having lunch and help me fight this damn monster.
I'm hungry.
What? Oh, my God. How do you even have any food left? You've been eating this whole time.
I'm obese.
Jeffy, I need some help. I'm doing all the work up here.
I'm trying to eat some more ramen and some panda bear face pastry.
Okay, well, I don't know what that means, but I need your help fighting the ice monster. He's knocked down again.
All right, I'm coming back out.
Okay, good. Okay, we've almost got him, okay?
All right, I'm just shooting bow and arrows at his head.
Oh, finally, we got him.
Yeah, I did all the work.
No, you did none of the work. You were having dinner. I was over there beating the crap out of him.
I was hungry!
Well, did you get the orb thing?
Yeah, I got a blue orb and you're orange.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, man, Cody, that was so fun!
Maybe for you. You just ate the whole time. I had to do all the work.
Well, let's go find another boss!
Actually, I think I'm gonna go play by myself.
Oh, man, Cody, I was gonna change my character!
No, just let me know when you get good.
Fine. I'll just change my character. Ooh, I'll play as Ying Wong. She's hot! I'm gonna run around her for a little bit. Oh, I wonder if she's wearing panties. Let's climb this wall and bingo! Panties! Houston can confirm panties!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm playing this game called Genshin Impact. Check it out.
Well, Jeffy! Wait. What are you playing? This girl's hot!
Yeah!
I'm just playing Genshin Impact.
Alright, Jeffy, I think you should put the game down for a little while and let me play. I mean, go to your room. You're grounded.
Oh, okay, Dad.
Yeah, leave. You're grounded. Because I want to play the game. Ooh. Oh, man. She's hot. I wonder if she's wearing panties. Oh, bingo. Can confirm panties. Oh, man. This game is so much fun.
What you doing, Marvin?
Nothing.
What's on your phone?
Nothing. I was just searching for your Mother's Day gift.
Mother's Day was last month, Marvin.
Well, I guess I was just looking for no reason.
Show me your phone.
There's nothing to look at. It just died.
Come on, Marvin. Show me your phone.
I was okay. I'll show you.
What is this?
That's a game. It's called Genshin Impact. It's so much fun. I love playing it.
Why are you playing as a hot girl?
I'm not. Jeffy was playing as her, and I just started to play for him because he wanted me to play for him, so I'm doing that.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason you're playing?
Yeah, look, I can run around and I can jump. Look at me jump.
You're jumping a lot, Marvin.
Yeah, I'm jumping because of the graphics in her, and she's good at jumping.
Marvin, I don't like you playing this game.
Well, you love me playing this game because it brings us together, baby.
What?
It brings us all together because Jeffy was playing it, now I'm playing it, everyone plays it. It Genshin Impact. Bring us all together.
Hey, bro, do you play Genshin Impact?
Of course I play Genshin Impact. I'm playing it right now.
Oh, you want to play Genshin Impact? Together?
Yeah.
of course. See, look, it brings us all together. Genshin Impact. It brings us together. It's such a fun game because you can cook and you can fish and you can play with your buddies and you can explore. And the map is huge. How big's the map?
Oh, God, it's so big. It's like the state of Montana big.
Yeah, it's bigger than that. It's huge.
Wow, Marvin.
Genshin Impact's our life.
Genshin Impact is so fun.
I guess you weren't lying.
Yeah, it's the best game.
It's the best game I've ever played.
Best game. So how about you download it so we can play it and it can bring us together more?
Yeah, maybe I'll play.
Yeah, okay. All right, everyone, let's start chanting Genshin Impact.
Yeah.
Genshin Impact.
Genshin Impact.
Genshin Impact. Go download Genshin Impact for PC or PlayStation 4 or 5 or iOS or Android.
I think those are all of them.
That's it.
Astronauts been back to the moon.
What?
Astronauts have been to the moon, right? Why haven't they gone back?
I think because it's too expensive to go back.
How much does it cost?
Billions of dollars.
Well, I found a way to do it for $2.
$2 how?
Yeah, check it out. This.
Wait, what is that?
Paper towel roll. You can slide down it. Or it can be an elevator.
Oh, that's a really good idea, Jeffy.
An elevator to the moon would never work, Jeffy.
Yes, it would.
Well, no, it would not, because the moon moves.
Well, so does the Earth.
Ooh, he has a point, Marvin.
But no, but the Earth and the moon, they don't move at the same... Listen, it would never work, because if you kept the moon in one spot, it would be dark there forever.
That's not true. I've seen the moon outside during the daytime.
You know, I've always wondered about that.
Well, listen, it would never work, because this stupid thing would cost trillions and trillions of dollars if it ever did work.
Yeah, but then you can go to the moon whenever you want to. Put a Walmart up in that bitch. Or a Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, alien rat cheddar cheese pizza dick.
Marvin, look, the news!
P. Diddy was found not guilty?
Oh no, Marvin, those poor abused women. This is just gonna teach women not to come out about their abuse claims because justice is never served.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Danny, we should probably call NASA and tell them to shit can these since we have my Chuck E. Cheese elevator.
Hey, Marvin.
Oh, hey, what are you doing here?
Whoa, what is that?
It's my Charles Entertainment Cheddar elevator to the Chuck E. Cheese on the moon.
Huh, that's cool.
Where he thinks he can build an elevator to the moon, but I told him it's a dumbass idea.
You know, I actually work for NASA and we've never thought of anything like that. That's a pretty good idea.
Huh, well, you guys should probably shit can these too.
Oh, we stopped making those back in 2010.
Mm.
Huh?
What do you want?
Oh, well, I assume you saw the Diddy stuff.
Oh, yeah, he was found not guilty.
Yeah, not guilty.
It's just a shame. No one ever takes women seriously when they share their trauma stories.
Any fucking way. He was only found not guilty because it was a hung jury. They were each pushing 10 inches at least.
But what's a hung jury?
Well, you see, during the jury selection process, we all just pick random people. But then after the verdict, we have everybody drop their trousers and we see how much they're packing. And if they're packing too much, we can't believe anything they say because they don't know what it's like to suffer. I mean, if I had a 10-inch dong, I'd be waving it at traffic. I'd be an OnlyFans model. I wouldn't need any other jobs.
So what does any of this have to do with me?
Oh, well, you see, Diddy has been handing out flyers at the courthouse.
Your elevator crashed.
Well, fuck.
Well, he was handing out flyers at the courthouse for his big not guilty freak-off party that he's gonna have tonight, and no cops are allowed, I already asked. So what I need you to do is sneak into that party with a hidden camera and record as much evidence as you can so we can put him away for good this time.
But you want me to go to a freak-off?
Absolutely not, Marvin!
I wasn't saying I was gonna go, but if I did go, what did you want me to do?
I mean, everything. Whatever he told you to do. And you'd have to record all of it, too. Just get really freaky. Some really nasty shit.
Wait, what if he wants me to suck a wiener?
Then you gotta suck a wiener on camera, Marvin.
Marvin, you can only go if you can get justice for those women.
Oh, I am not gonna...
Hey, Daddy, can I go?
Wait, no one's going. I'm not going. You're not going.
But, Daddy, what if you need backup? What if you get just shit?
He's got a point, Marvin.
We're not getting any shit because why the hell would I want to go there?
I mean, justice, for one.
Ew.
And also, you know, we offer a reward of $50,000.
$50,000. Now we're talking about potential wiener sucking money.
Okay. Wow. I'm surprised that's all it took.
Wait, no. Listen, for $50,000, I'll go in there, but you said I have to wear a camera?
Oh, yeah. It's a little one. It's barely noticeable. I'll go get it. Yeah, there you go, Marvin. There's the camera.
I feel like it's very noticeable.
No. See, that's what the cowboy hat's for. People are going to be looking at the hat and not the camera. And then when Diddy sees that, he's going to know you're a real cowboy, and he'll try to ride you like a horse.
Well, hopefully not. Baby, can you see the camera?
What camera?
See, Marvin? You'll be okay.
What if they do notice the camera?
They won't, Marvin. I'm a cop. I know a thing or two about being undercover.
Okay, fine. I guess I'll go to this Diddy party.
Hold on, Danny. Let me get my fit on.
And let me just take this back off.
All right, Jeffy, do not act suspicious and get us caught.
Like how? Pointing out the Hubble telescope on your head?
Yeah, do not point out the camera.
Okay, I won't.
Hello?
Hey, is this a Diddy party?
Where's that baby woman? Oh, I want your ass side. I want it to be slick. I want a dolphin slide in it.
Oh, I don't know. Depends who's asking. You the cops?
Of course not. You can call him James Webb.
My name's James Webb, and this is my friend,
Snicker Pippets.
Snicker Pippets.
So, Mr. James and Mr. Snicker, are you cops?
No, we're not cops.
Oh, what's he wearing?
Oh, it's my gremlin outfit. Don't feed me ass after midnight.
Oh, you're perfect for this part. I just gotta pat you boys down and make sure you're not wearing any wires or hidden cameras. Hey, wait a minute. I really like your hat.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that was close, Daddy.
What was close?
Your hand to my nutsack.
Well, if that makes you uncomfortable, maybe you're at the wrong party.
No, not uncomfortable. We love it.
All right. Come on in, boys.
Whoa, Jeffy, this party's crazy.
Dang, look, they got booger sugar.
Oh, I have to get that on camera for the cops. Jeffy, look, it's the real P. Diddy.
Who the fuck brought a no button to my goddamn party? I am P. Diddy. I told y'all I want to have all the consensual ass in the goddamn world. And no, it's not the damn massa.
Turn it around and change it on.
Oh, I didn't even see that shit.
Well, I told y'all I don't want you to keep your damn clothes on. What's wrong with y'all coming to a dinner party with clothes on? God damn it. Let's get this party started. Who want to play Hungry Hungry Hippos? Who going to be the hippos and who eat my ass?
Right here, pick me.
Hey, souls to the man up front.
You're not going to eat it, I am. Yes, I am.
Wait, before we get started, let's get sweaty. Let's play Baby Oil Twister.
How do you play Baby Oil Twister?
Oh, you just get lathered in baby oil. I'm talking about soaked in some good Johnson Johnson. You get down on all fours and in it holds the gold.
What happens with the twister mat?
Oh, what mat?
The twister mat.
Huh?
Okay, there's a lot of illegal activity, huh?
Oh, yeah, a lot of legal activity. What do you...
No, illegal.
Oh, what? What are you talking about?
The drugs.
Oh, that's sugar. What the hell? He's silly, man.
Yeah, he's right, Daddy. It's sugar.
Well, what would you do if a girl said no? Would you hit her?
No. I'd tell her ass to leave. Get out. Scram. Skedaddle. We like consensual sex.
You don't seem like a bad guy.
I'm not that bad, man. I just like to party. Ass naked.
Well, can I use your bathroom?
Hold on. Let me take my jacket off first.
No. No. It's number two.
Oh, you can use my shirt?
No. I gotta pass a kidney stone.
Oh, crunchy. But I'm all for it.
No. I gotta throw up.
It's the first time I would throw up, but, ain't no pussy.
No, I need to use a toilet. Like, where's your toilet?
Right here. My face.
I want to use a white toilet.
Wow, fucking racist. Did y'all hear that? Fucking racist. A white toilet. He comes to a diddy party and asks for a white toilet.
Listen,
a black toilet ain't good enough for you?
I just want to use a real toilet. Oh, come on, answer the phone.
Hey, Marvin, you getting a good footage yet?
No.
What about handage?
Huh?
You know, footage, handage, mouthage, whatever freaky shit he's doing.
No, we have not done anything freaky.
Are you sure you're even at a diddy party?
Oh, I'm at a diddy party. He just hasn't done anything wrong.
That doesn't sound like diddy. Are you sure it's really him?
Oh, no, it's really him. I mean, he wants us to play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Is that code for something?
He wants us to be the Hungry Hippos and eat his butt.
And does anybody not want to do that?
No, I mean, everyone seemed like they wanted to or didn't mind. He said anyone who didn't want to can leave.
And you didn't leave?
I'm getting the footage for you!
Okay, I'm just saying. Sounds like you're kind of freaky to me.
Well, no, I'm doing my job, but he just hasn't done anything wrong.
Huh, maybe he's a changed man.
I mean, he could be a changed man, Do I still get the $50,000 if he doesn't do anything wrong?
No, you gotta catch him doing something bad.
Well, can I make him do something bad?
No, that's coercion. That's not allowed.
He wanted me to poop on him.
Were you considering it?
What? No.
Just the way you said that sounded like you wanted to poop on him.
I didn't know if that was a crime I didn't know about.
No, I don't think so. It's just fucking weird.
Okay, so I think I'm just gonna take this camera off because it's hurting my head and I'm just gonna enjoy the party.
Okay, go poop on P. Diddy. More like Poo Diddy.
Alright, I just got done using the bathroom.
Me too.
Ooh, God, that was hot.
Yeah, I have a fever.
What, you pissed on P. Diddy?
Where's the telescope, Hubble?
I took off the camera, Jeffy, because there's no illegal activity here.
Uh-oh, guys. The party's over. It's 11 o'clock. Everybody go home. Aww. I guess it's time for the non-consensual after party! Well, if you say no, I still do it!
Oh, where's the camera?
Sir, I found a camera! I think someone was trying to record illegal activity!
Oh, hell nah. Piss on it and destroy it.
Yes, sir!
Looks like we gotta get going.
Oh, no. Nobody's leaving. The doors are locked. You gotta at least get pissed on before you leave.
I don't wanna get pissed on. I'm saying no.
It's a party,
man. I'm saying no.
Come on. You gotta stay here.
I'm saying no.
Alright. At least hear my new song, okay?
What? New song?
Yeah, I just made a new song. Yeah.
Welcome to Freak Central. The non-consensual party begins. Ooh, where that booty at? Time to get in.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich. I want to be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. They tried to lock me up, but they didn't have a case. Got a jury scared they couldn't look me in the face. When the judge say I'm free, then there's a party at my place. Now throw them balls at me like I'm batting at the plate. Man booty dragging, but only if you're packing. Penthouse packed and they got my woolly wagon. Down on the satin and your best friend can tagging. Ride me like a magic carpet, I think I'm Aladdin. It's the Diddy party, bring the sausage, what's the hickory? Thought I was in the shower, that's a stripper trying to piss on me. Me and Johnson Johnson, best friends, we got history. Searching for booty, getting to the bottom of the mystery. I need to take a seat, my favorite one's a dildo. Slip something in your drink and use your cheeks as a pillow. All I want is beef, put the meat across my grill though. Scrub my nuts on you like I'm clean and call me Brillo.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. And yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles.
She tryna mix my kids in the mac and cheese. The freeze come out when all the lanes are fast asleep. Cover you in the diddy sauce, I need some ass to feast. You can call me Donkey Kong, I'm tryna smash them cheeks. The escorts touch my steak, tell them butter my meat. I only let my money spread if you're spreading your cheeks. Better have a tight ass if you're fucking with me. I got peanut butter and someone's pew stuck in my teeth. Get naked for fun, the escorts gon' show me their buns. I'm only eating if the booty tastes like butter pecan. Show off your guns, I'm tryna get a hole in one. I didn't eat before we freak, oh no, I might have the runs. You know the party going crazy, get your freak on. All the nasty things we do, you better never speak on. If you ain't trying to oil up, the nigga be gone. I'ma traumatize you, make you never wanna leave home. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles. Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle. And all this pink sugar got me fruity like some Skittles. Yeah, I like women, but I got a thing for pickles.
Jeffy to hear that. I'm hoping he forgets so we don't have to get him anything.
Marvin, that's mean.
Hey, Marvin.
What are you doing here? Just let yourself in my house and grabbed a beer from my fridge.
Yup, guess why? Because my birthday's in 2 days.
Oh, I forgot you share a birthday with Jeffy.
Yeah, and I really hate it because I wish everybody who shared a birthday with me would die because it's supposed to be my special day just for me because I like the attention.
So what are you doing for your birthday?
Well, that's why I'm here. I wanted to ask you if you wanted to come with me on my birthday trip to Vegas.
You're going to Las Vegas for your birthday?
Hell yeah.
Marvin, I don't want you to go to Las Vegas without me.
It's my birthday. Shut up. So you coming with me, Marvin?
I don't know. Me and Rose have never been to Vegas together, and I'd really like her to be there.
Okay, well, it's my birthday, and my wish is for her to not come, so it's the end of that conversation.
Well, it's also Jeffy's birthday, and I don't
hear
know.
Hear ye, guten tag, everyone. I present to you the Jeffy birthday gotta have it list. It's everything, I gotta have it.
Jeffy, let's hear it.
All right, number one.
Oh, he's been wanting a Labubu for a long time.
Number two, Robux. Number three, Spider-Man Band-Aid.
Jeffy, you're turning 21. You're not asking for anything that an adult would want?
Well, how about this one? 14 Chuck E. Cheese tokens. Is that adult enough for you, Daddy?
No, it's not.
It is a lot.
Well, no, it's not a lot.
All right, number five, three of the balls from the Hungry Hungry Hippo game.
Well, Jeffy, can it be one of the balls that's worth more points?
No, they all have to be the same color. Number six, one container of dried brown Play-Doh.
I felt that.
Well, why do you want dried brown Play-Doh?
So I can put it in my butt and it'll look like I have butt boogers. Number seven, a block of granite from King Tut's tomb.
I hear that's hard to get.
Well, Jeffy, you're being very selfish, okay, and ungrateful. Ask for one thing. You're only going to get one thing.
How about the 14 Chuck E. Cheese tokens?
I mean, that is doable if you want to get that.
Yeah.
You can do that, Jeffy.
Or you could take them with us to Vegas.
What? Vegas?
What's Vegas?
Oh, it's just the greatest place on earth. You can win millions of dollars. You can pay for sex. You can eat Taco Bell. It's amazing.
Oh, I want to go to Vegas.
I don't know. I don't know if we should
go. Come on, Marvin. Everybody goes to Vegas for their 21st birthday. I did, and I got two STDs. Not from any chicks or anything. I just sat on a dirty toilet. I just, like, raw-dogged my bare ass on, like, the toilet at the Taco Bell in Las Vegas Boulevard. Yeah, I got rectal chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Marvin, I do not want you going to Vegas.
Shut the fuck up. Do you just talk all the time, even when people ask you not to? Jesus. Come on, Marvel, let's go to Vegas.
I mean, there's only three of us going. I feel like we would need a fourth.
Right. We need a fourth person.
Yeah, we need a fourth.
Me?
No, what the fuck is wrong? Fucking stop talking. Fuck. What is wrong? Fucking Jesus.
What about Chef Pee-Pee?
Yes, that is what I'm talking about. A man. That's a man. Yes, a man. Let's ask him.
Aww.
Mm-mm-mm. I love a pan of cereal in the morning.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
Hey, what you boys want?
Why are you eating cereal out of a pan?
Because I didn't want to wash a bowl.
Then why is the stove on?
It's a challenge. I like to eat my cereal before the milk start boiling.
Okay, well, we want to know if you wanted to go to Vegas with us for Brooke Guy and Jeffy's birthday.
Vegas? Hell yeah, I want to go to Vegas. I ain't never been to Vegas. Wait, I'm broke as hell right now. Do I have to pay for anything?
Oh, no, I'm paying for the whole thing. I mean, I only have $75, but hey, I'm going to make it work.
Oh, I like this plan. We can do this. Hey, let's go right now then.
All right, let's go to Vegas.
All right, question for you fellas. Hat or no hat?
No hat.
It looks ugly.
Sorry.
All right, let's go to Vegas.
Vegas!
Woo! But you guys can't bring those beers in the car.
We're not driving!
but if we get pulled over, it's still an open container.
Okay, Marvin, I'm a cop, all right? So you can open my container to my asshole and kiss it.
Got his ass!
Just get in my car.
All right, guys, you ready to start this 28-hour drive?
No.
28 hours? That's as long as my first marriage lasted. And if this drives anything like that, I'm going to get no pussy, I'm going to get bitched at the whole time, and I'm going to try to kill myself.
Yeah, that's the spirit, buddy.
Yeah, woo!
All right, let's go! 99 balls of piss on the wall, 99 balls of piss. Get a new bottle, piss in that one. 100 balls of piss on the wall. 100 balls of piss on the wall, 100 balls of piss. Take one down. Pissing it again, 101 balls of piss on the wall.
Jeffy, stop.
Yeah, welcome to Freak Central. The non-consensual party begins. Ooh, where that booty at? Time to get in.
Hey, time to party, time to diddle. Let's make a diddy sandwich, I wanna be in the middle.
Guys, we're here.
We're here?
Yeah, uh-huh. This shitty-ass motel.
Oh, that doesn't look so bad. Hey, we're in Vegas! I'll go get us checked in. 203, this is us on the second floor. And just look at that view. Look at that view. You don't get a view like that in Florida, especially not for $25. Back home, they charge us at least 50. And look at that, we got a great view of the car wash. Oh, and look at that, a real Las Vegas shooting. How about that, guys? Now let's go check out this penthouse.
Did you say penthouse?
Yeah, he said this is the birthday penthouse for our birthday. Apparently it comes stocked with all the amenities we need. Oh my god. It's even better than I expected. Look at all the goodies.
I am not staying in this room.
Shit, it's a free room and a free vacation? I didn't pay shit. Look, I'm just ready for the strip club.
Guys, what if we stay at Circus Circus?
Nah, Marvin, fuck Circus Circus. This place is a circus. Just look at that piss stain. And those bed bugs are the biggest I've ever seen. That means they must be eating pretty good. And look, Marvin, they left us a complimentary mint on the pillow. I mean, yeah, it's like unwrapped and it's already wet, but that's still, that's room service.
Hey, Daddy, there's a shit on your pillow.
A shit? Now, calm down. Marvin, in some cultures, a shit might be a compliment. And you know what they say? Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. And that guy's shit stayed here. Oh, look at this, Marvin. Complimentary blow and Percocets and lean. We're like rappers, Marvin. We should go to a gas station and get a Kodak camera so we can make a music video.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, what is that? Oh my god, Marvin, it's a tarantula. We don't even have to go to Australia because we're already in the desert.
Guys, you might want to come in here and check this shit out. This is weird.
Ooh, more goodies?
It's the biggest fucking cockroach I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, it is. And look, he's smoking a cigarette. Cheers, little buddy. Oh, let's go check the bathroom.
Please, no.
Okay, the bathroom's not too bad. I like the green tile. Uh-oh, somebody forgot to flush. Just take care of that. Oh, and it just fills right back up with piss, huh? That means somebody pissed in the tank. How about that? Well, you know what they say. If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, it'll still be yellow. Well, hey, let's see if they have a jacuzzi tub, huh? Oh, fuck. That is a human torso and a leg. Well, hey, maybe they filmed Saw in here. Yeah, you know what? That's okay. I'll just close this back up. I'm more of a shower man myself anyway.
Wait, should we call someone?
No. We better not. I don't want to go to jail. So let's just see if they have room service. Oh, man, I hope they have a burger. Or maybe lobster?
Ooh, a lobster would be my shit right now.
Oh, there's diarrhea on the phone. That's okay. I'm just going to put it on speaker.
911, what's your emergency?
Oh, look at that. It goes straight to 911. No, ma'am, it's okay. We don't need help. Oh, look at that. Oh, guys, I know you think this place is shitty, but it has a mini fridge. Some nice hotels don't even have that.
Well, they better have some food in that motherfucker, because I'm starving.
Yeah, some Uncrustables.
Let's find out. Oh, it's got a piece of bread. I don't know how long that's been in there. Ooh, what is this? Maybe a birthday snack? Huh. Open and sniff, please.
But don't do that.
Let's gotta find out what this is.
No, don't open and sniff it.
It says please, Morbin. Ow, that's a cup of diarrhea.
What? Oh, my God, why?
I want to go home now.
Wait, I thought you said you wanted to stay. I thought you loved it here.
I was just trying to keep up spirits so everybody had a good time, but this is fucked up. Why would somebody shit in here? Why are they proud of the smell?
Yeah, who saves their shit for later?
Yeah, I think we should just go home.
No, guys, come on. This is just where we're going to put our stuff, okay? I mean, we're going to spend most of our time at the strip club and the casino and the brothel.
What's wrong, Jeffrey?
Are you scared of the diarrhea?
I think I remember this place.
Hold up. Open the door. I gotta throw my son in the bathroom.
Let me open the door. I got us the penthouse.
Oh, I feel like a princess. We go throw him in there. All right, Jeffy, sit in the bathtub and don't make any noise, because you're gonna throw me off and I'm not gonna get paid as much.
Oh, it's so hot.
Yeah, I know. Wait. I need to get paid half up front.
Oh, dear, let me grab the money. Here's $5.
Oh, $5? Big spender.
What can I say? I got paid for that 3 tickets.
Well, that means no protection.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, yeah. $10. You did good, Nancy. You did real good.
Wait, ma'am, I didn't get your name.
Nancy.
Well, Nancy, you left your kid in the bathtub.
Oh, shit, not again.
That's fucked up, man.
What, you want to leave, Jeffy?
Yeah,
let's get out of here. Let's go to the casino, you know, win some money, and then we can go spend the money at the strip club. You know, it's our birthday at midnight, so let's get some strippers.
Hell yeah, that sounds like a blast.
Yeah, Jeffy, let's go. Let's distract you.
Oh, careful. Gotta close the door. We don't want to let the asbestos out.
Oh, my bad.
Hold on to your butts, because here comes the most comprehensive vehicle combat game ever made, War Thunder. It's free to play, and you can get it on PC, gaming consoles, and even mobile. Their brand new mobile version is available on iOS and Android, which means you can take the massive multiplayer battles wherever you go and still have intuitive controls and impressive graphics. We're talking over 2,500 tanks, planes, helicopters, and ships from 10 major nations. Everything from teeny tiny planes from the 1920s to modern day fighter jets. And this is by far my favorite feature. The detail in this game is insane. Their realistic graphics and authentic sound effects make you feel it in your bones each time you shoot. Jump into epic PvP battles with over 95 million players around the world. This means you can make some new friends and then say hi to them with heavy artillery right to the face. Now listen up. If you use our links below to sign up, new players and returning players who haven't played in the last 6 months on PC or consoles get a massive bonus pack. This includes multiple premium vehicles, the exclusive Eagle of Valor vehicle decorator, 100,000 silver lions, and 7 days of premium account. It's only for a limited time, so stop standing around and grab it before it's gone. So click below, pop into battle, and I'll see you out there, soldier.
Now this is what I'm talking about! A casino where we can get rich!
Wait, we only have $20.
We're gonna turn that $20 into $20 million!
Be so serious!
Okay, $20,000!
Alright, look, we have $20, that's $5 each, let's see if I can get change.
Nuh-uh. I think we should put it all in one bet.
We're not going to bet all our money on one bet. Then we have to go home.
No, come on, Marvin. The easiest way to win money is blackjack.
Why don't you just call him Jack? Why do you have to point out that he's black?
Yeah.
No, it's a game.
Being racist is not a game.
No, it's been... Come on. Bam! I'd like to bet it all.
Holy shit! Full red chip going now!
Oh, look at that.
Do you even know how to play this game?
Of course I know how to play, Marvin. You try to get as close as you can to 21 without going over. Because if you go over, you bust, and you have to change your pants, and you lose. Oh, you also have to beat the dealer. Because if he has 21 and you have 21, then it's a tie, and you have to thumb wrestle. And look at my thumbs. Stiff as shit.
Okay, so just don't go over 21.
Exactly. Okay, 7. Yeah. Ooh, 17.
Do you hit that?
Jesus, Marvin, no. You can't hit until she's at least 18. What the hell is wrong with you?
Don't bring your daughter around, Marvin.
Well, that's not what I meant. You know that's not what I meant.
No.
Like, are you going to hit or not?
No, I don't know. How long do I have to think about it? Can I call my lawyer? I feel backed into a corner.
Are you going to hit or not?
Hit! No, don't hit! Don't hit! Ooh, 21!
What, do we win?
No, hold on. Okay, let's see what he's got. Oh, 19! You suck! You fucking suck! We win! Yes!
Wait, we won money?
money just like that?
Yes, just like that, Marvin!
Oh my god, it's so addicting! I want to bet my whole life savings!
You should!
Oh my god, okay, we can all play now. Everyone, give everyone chips.
Wait. Jeffy actually can't gamble until he's 21, so he has to wait until after midnight.
What? They don't know he's not 21.
Yeah, you're right. They don't have a way of checking his age.
Will everyone please show me your IDs?
I got your ID right here.
What's Jeffy?
He identifies as 21?
Okay, that works for me.
Really? Damn, I didn't think that would work.
Do you need my ID?
Marvin,
no.
Your bald spot already shows you're at least 30.
Okay, give everyone chips.
Okay, I got a 10.
I got a heart.
Ooh, a king.
What's an A?
It's a 1 or an 11.
Oh, I got an A. What's an A mean?
It's a 1 or an 11.
What, a queen already? Oh, it's my lucky day, boy. 20?
Hey, 16?
Oh, shit, Jeffy got 21.
Oh, what'd that mean?
You win.
Oh, I got paid already. I love this game.
Yeah, you're blackjack.
Jeffy already won.
Excuse me, sir, would you like to hit?
Oh, hell no, I'm a stay. I already got 20.
And what about you, sir? Would you like to hit or stay? You are currently at 3 or 13.
I'm at 3 or 13.
Yeah, it's a 2 plus a 1 or an 11.
I'd like to hit.
Okay. That puts you at 6 or 16. Would you like to hit or stay?
I mean, I might as well hit.
That puts you at 9 or 19. You want to hit or stay?
I mean, it's 19 or 9?
Yeah.
Okay, so like if I hit, I mean, I could possibly get 21.
No, but you get 19, Marvin.
Nah, I'm going to hit.
Okay.
All right, that busts you onto 1, but you still have 12.
Okay.
It went down, Marvin. See, this is...
I'm at 12, but I could still get 21 if I get a 9. Hit.
Oh, that puts you at 14. Hit or stay?
I'm definitely hitting.
Oh, Jesus.
God, you're really risking it.
17.
Hit.
Marvin.
Well, come on.
What the fuck?
Oh, Jesus. 22. What? Bad breath.
Wait, I lost?
Yeah, Marvin, you kept hitting. It was so avoidable.
Wait, I thought I was going to get lucky.
Jesus Christ.
What about you, sir? Would you rate you hit?
Yeah, hit me.
So what do you have?
Oh, hell yeah. 21.
Oh, come on.
Okay, let's see what he got.
Oh. I got 12, 22.
Oh, yeah, Marvin.
Wait, what's going on?
He busted. That means he didn't even have to hit that many times.
He'd be paying today, bitch.
Wait. So who all won?
Not you, nigga.
Not you. Wait. Like an idiot.
Okay, you know what? I want to play a different game.
Yeah. I want to...
Sore loser.
I want to coin out. Is that what it's called? I want my coins. I'll just be taking these.
Hell yeah, let's play some roulette. Are you having fun in Sin City? I always bet it all on red, see? You should too. Oh no, I'm good, thanks. I don't take betting advice from other people, especially not from the devil. So I'm gonna bet it all on black, because I have a black shirt.
That's what I'm talking about, my nigga. I'm gonna bet it on black too, because I have a black penis.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't really like to bet with other people, because then I feel responsible for their money. So I'm just gonna move this over. Oh, yeah, I like that better, I think.
Maybe. Well, forget you then, nigga. What should I bet all my money on?
Jeffy, where'd you get all that money?
I won it.
Jeffy, I did not see you win all that money.
Well, I did, so I think I'm going to put all my money on black 20 because I'm 20 years old.
What? 21 years old is what he means because he used to be 20 and now he's 21. But Jeffy, the odds are 35 to 1. If you win, you win $70,000.
Yeah, something like.
Shit, that's a hell of a payday. What, Jeffy, I don't think you should bet all your money on one number. Maybe just spread it out or bet on a color.
No, I think I'm going to leave it where it is.
Hey, he's a grown-ass man. Let him bet. Shit.
Yeah, Marvin, he's 20 years old. I mean, he's 21 years old, and he'll be 22 at midnight.
Damn. No, I won't.
But I hate my fucking ass. Can you just spin, please?
Yeah, can you spin the thing?
Yes, I will spin right now.
No, now that he's spinning, I don't want it on odd. I'm going to bet on even. Yeah. Oh, no. My friend always bets on even. Steven bet on even one time, and he lost everything, and he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge. Okay, no. I'm going to put it on odd. But then my friend always bets on odd Todd. He also lost everything. I'm going to put it on black, like Jack Black. He was in the Minecraft movie. That was okay. Oh, you can't watch.
No more taking your bet.
Okay, I'm done.
Black 20.
Black 20?
Black 20.
Black 20?
Black 20?
Oh, y'all won? Ah, yeah!
They lost the game.
I can't believe it. Did Jeffy really win $70,000?
Hell yeah, he did.
Oh, my God. Yes, Jeffy, you're rich.
Yeah.
All right, everyone grab y'all's money. Let's get the hell out of here.
Well, I'm going to let it run.
Wait, what?
What?
I'm sorry.
Wait, what?
Let it ride!
No, Jeffy, it's not going to be blocked 22 times again. It's not going to do it again.
Let it ride.
No, it's not going to be blocked 20 again, Jeffy. Grab your goddamn money.
Let that motherfucker ride, bitch!
I mean, fuck it. Yeah, I'm keeping my bet.
What? No. Guys,
you're going to lose.
Guys, we came here with 20 bucks. we're going to leave with the... Grab your goddamn money, Jeffy.
Let it ride. Let this shit ride. Let's get some beer over here.
Oh, my God. Hop on that shit. That motherfucker riding, boy.
Oh, God, he spun it. It's not too late, Jeffy. You can grab your money back.
The humpoo.
But it's $70,000.
But if he wins, it'll be $2.4 million. So just sit back and sift your beer.
It's not going to hit Block 20 twice.
Marvin, when a plane hit the World Trade Center, I said, there's no way a second plane's going to hit the World Trade Center. And then guess what? It did. And then I said, there's no way a plane's going to hit the Pentagon. And then guess what? That fucking happened too. And then I said, there's no way a plane's going to crash in a field in Pennsylvania. And then after that happened, I don't rule anything out anymore.
Batty, when that bitch hits, I'm going to stand on my head and butt chug this beer.
Oh my God. Okay, you know, I'll start drinking.
Black 20 again!
Black 20!
I'm butt-chugging beer out of my ass!
No fucking way!
$2.4 million!
Cash the fuck out! Let's go to the sick world!
Yes!
Yeah. Woo!
Fuck yeah.
Martin, this is the best 48th birthday I've ever had.
Fuck yeah. Jeffy, have a good time.
Hell yeah, Danny. Boobies.
Oh, I'm loving Vegas. It is everywhere.
Hey, my name's Crystal, like the meth.
Oh, shit. Marvin.
Yeah.
Is she hot as fuck, or am I just really drunk?
Oh, shit. She looks like Pennywise. My dick's about to be Georgie's arm.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Danny. I think I remember this place.
What, really?
All right, Jeffy, you going in the locker while mommy's at work. Go in, get in there. All right, time to shine.
Coming up next on stage, we have Fish Lips.
I'm a star.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a woman. Hey, over here.
Ooh. Hey there, big boy.
Your boobs look like an airplane deck pillow.
How'd you like to put your neck on them?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff a dollar between them.
Don't gotta tell me twice.
Now pull it out with your teeth. Oh, good boy. Now spit it on me. Oh, yeah.
You're perfect. How much to get you back to my place?
$10.
Deal.
Okay, let me just grab my baby out of the locker. Hey, Ricky, clock me out for the night. I got a customer. All right, Jeffy, we're leaving. Oh, you nasty little piece of shit. Come out of there. Mommy's gonna do some nasty work to earn some diapers.
Jeffy, do you need to leave?
Oh, no, I'm golden.
Okay, good. Fuck yeah.
Can I get you boys anything to drink?
Yeah, we want the most expensive of the alcohols you have. Because we have $2 million and it's our birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, but who needs more money? Fuck yeah.
Hey, I gotta go piss. So go dance on my daddy.
Oh, hell no. Come dance on me, baby.
Yeah, get that pee-pee loving.
Hello, it is me. And I'm here with world-renowned painter Jean-Pierre Francois, where he's showing off his exclusive art collection here at the Wynn Casino in Las Vegas. This collection has never been seen before by human eyes. So Jacques, please, walk us through your collection.
This first painting is called Ma Assembly Mare. Guess why?
Why?
Well, you see, I sat on some paper naked, and then I sat on the canvas, and it left an imprint of Ma Assembly Mare.
Wow, truly original. Now, what about this piece, Jacques?
This piece is called The Mame, because it is a painting of a mame.
That indeed it is. Now, right here, I see nothing. So, did you already sell a piece, Jacques?
No. You see, I was going to hang a painting here, and then I said, no, it is perfect, it's just a nail in the wall. So I call this a nail in the wall.
Very beautiful. Now, what about this?
This is called multiple skid marks. You see, I put the paint in my asshole, and then I scoot it across the canvas like a dog.
Oh, absolutely inspiring. Now, what about this?
This is called woman running very fast with a watermelon. You see, this is the watermelon, and she is so fast she is a blur.
Oh, absolutely breathtaking. Now, Jacques, please explain this piece, because I'm not quite sure what I'm looking at.
This is my piece de la résistance. I call this, I am never having children ever.
And why is that?
Because I cut off my ballsack and I taped it to the canvas.
No way! You cut off your testicles and put it on the canvas?
I sure did.
No one has ever done that in the name of art. That is truly an original piece by Jacques-Pierre Francois. So if you would like to purchase this piece, come here.
Oh my God, is that actually your ball?
It sure is.
I love it. I want to buy it. I'll give you $1 billion.
$1 billion?
Yes, as long as you do not have kids.
Oh, well, I do not, and I cannot now that I have cut off my berserk.
Okay, perfect. I'll meet you here tomorrow with $1 billion, as long as you don't have kids.
No kids for me.
And you are sure to be bored?
Yes, he's in the bathroom. What is that?
But you are so
whoops! What is that? Stupid mom! Whoops!
No babies
of any kind. So you are telling me that these boars have never produced the seed to go inside the woman to be giving her birth?
No.
Hey, Jack, remember me? You got my mommy pregnant and then fucking left.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, is this your son?
No, I do not have children.
Look at my fucking face. You see it? I look just like this goofy motherfucker.
If this is true and he is your son, then the deal is off.
Oh, no, this is not my son. This is a trespasser. He is clearly drunk. You stay here. Come with me.
Oh, look at that. My dad taking me somewhere. That's a fucking first. Oh, where are you taking me? On a father and son fishing trip? That would require you to actually be a fucking dad.
I do not go fishing. Jeffy, why are you here? What do you want?
Well, I had to go to the bathroom, and then I saw your stupid face. And then I said, I have something to say to him.
Okay, Jeffy, what do you want? Do you want money? I will write you a check to leave me alone.
I don't need your fucking money. I just won $2.4 million in the casino. So you can eat my fucking ass.
Okay, if you don't want money, what do you want?
I don't want to ruin your fucking life. I'm going to go tell Al-Qaeda over there that I'm your son.
No,
you have a pipe cleaner dick.
No, I'll do anything. I will take you to the Fazer Sundance.
Wait, really?
Yes, oui. Where are you staying?
Oh, I'm up in the strip club right now trying to get pink eye. And I had to go in the bathroom.
Oh, okay, we can get pink eye together, okay?
Okay, really?
Oui, yes. I will be there soon.
All right, well, first I have to piss.
Oh.
Okay, I'll see you up there.
He is pissed on my floor. I have to get rid of him.
So, was he your son or not?
No. He was just a drunk man trying to get money. You know how it is when you are famous. Everybody wants a piece.
Well, I'm going to go try and find him and ask him if he's your son.
No, then actually that's okay, because he is not my son. Whatever. Merde! I have to kill Jeffy. But, I know. I could roofie his drink at the strip club and then throw him out of an aeroplane. And it would look like a skydiving accident. Yes.
All right, Crystal. The four drinks you ordered are ready.
Thanks, Bob.
Not so fast.
Who are you?
I am the drink inspector.
Drink inspector?
Oui. I am here to make sure the drinks do not have the alcohol poisoning. It is a new Vegas rule.
All right.
Oh, no. It is as I expected. They have the alcohol poisoning. I have to fix it with these anti-alcohol poisoning pills. One for you. And one for you. There we go. Now you can serve them.
Thanks.
Hey, boss, can you respect mine?
Sure. There you go.
Here's y'all's drinks.
God, you're so fucking hot. Ooh, it smells expensive and looks drugged, but I don't give a shit. This is Vegas, baby.
Fuck yeah, let's drink our drinks.
Hey, Dad, you'll never guess who I saw at the bathroom.
Who?
Santa Claus!
That's fucking sick. Everyone drink that expensive ass drink. This is expensive as shit in here. And guys, let everyone... Oh, shit. I wish I was him. Oh, hey, I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna wish Jeremy a happy birthday. And happy birthday, everybody. And let's get drunk in this bitch. Party on my lawn!
Okay, this is their room. The guy at the front desk gave me a key because of course he did.
Because you are so handsome.
Oh, stop it, you. Now you stay here and be on the lookout while I go in and grab Jeffy.
Okay.
I'll give you 3,000. Let's get started, baby.
Bob, you put that fucking pig in the fridge. I want frozen bacon for dinner, and you gotta do what I say, because I'm gonna...
I got the guy's tattoo from the Hangover.
Fuck yeah, you did?
Fuck yeah.
Hey, Bob. Hop up on the TV. Oh, hey, Dad, where are we going?
Hey, does my nose ring look infected?
My dick's gonna look infected when I get done having sex with whatever this creature is. Let's go!
Yeah, you gotta close the fridge. Bob, Bob, let me sit on it.
Okay, I got him.
Dad, are we gonna go play catch? Cause last time we played catch, the ball kept hitting the ground, cause you were never there.
Quiet, you.
Well, are we going somewhere? Cause I got the keys to my car, and I'll drive.
Perfect, to the car! Quick, it's Ricardo. Grab my Balzac out so we can take it to Paris in the morning and I can get my billion dollars.
But Jock, aren't you supposed to meet the buyer here?
No, it is too risky. And I must meet him in Paris and throw Jeffy out of my aeroplane.
Are we taking my car or not?
This is a brilliant idea. I will tie up Jeffy and put him in the car and then drop it from the aeroplane. Then the car will be unrecognizable.
Jock, you are a genius.
Grab it out.
I will grab your balls.
Whoa, how did we afford a hotel this nice? Karen, what the hell are you doing in Vegas?
Huh? Who's Karen?
God, ow, my head! Whoa, what the fuck? What the fuck happened to my hair?
You're my beautiful bald angel.
No, don't you call me that. We didn't, did me and you.
Uh-huh, all night long.
Oh, no. Ew. Morbid, where are you? I hooked up with like a transsexual or an ugly bitch or something, and Peppa Pig's got a pickle dick. Where are you? Morbid! Well, what the fuck, Marvin? Why do you have Mike Tyson's face tattoo?
I have Mike Tyson's face tattoo?
You said you wanted to look like the guy from The Hangover.
Who the fuck is that?
I'm Bob.
What's on your face?
This mask. You made me wear it and then you sat on my head.
What? I did not sit on your head. I did not do that.
Marvin, you have a nose piercing.
What, my nose is pierced?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean? So I have a face tattoo, my nose is pierced, and I had that up my ass?
Yeah, well, I hooked up with that thing.
Yo-ho!
We all hooked up with that thing.
Oh, okay, you know, I want to grab all my shit and I want to get out of bed. I don't know why the fuck we're here with
you.
Yeah. Well, where's Jeffy?
Wait, where's Chef Pee Pee?
Jeffy! There's a chicken in the kitchen.
A chicken?
Yeah, a chicken.
How'd that get here?
Wait, what happened to your hair?
I don't know, and I'm scared.
Oh, there's Chef Pee Pee. Hey, Chef Pee Pee, wake up.
Oh, not right now, bro. Let him in to sleep. It's too damn bright.
No, wake up and look where you're at.
Oh, what do you want, Marvin? Oh, my God. What happened to your face? You look like Mike Tyson. Hey, whoa. What happened to you? You're bald as hell. Are you a skinhead?
No, I don't know.
Wait, who's this?
Oh, I don't know. Hey, what's up? Damn, it's a baddie.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, badass. How you doing?
You owe me $3,000.
$3,000? What the?
Hold on, let me check my bank account.
What the fuck? What happened to my damn phone?
Wait, you're upset about your phone? Look at my face. I had a face tattoo and a nose piercing. I had a finger in my ass all night.
Whoa, what the hell have you been up to, Marvin?
I don't know. We gotta find Jeffy and let's just get out of Vegas. Let me see if there's any water in the fridge.
Yeah, I am so hungover.
A pig! Okay, you know what? Screw the water. I just want to find Jeffy and let's leave this goddamn hotel.
Yeah.
All right, look for Jeffy. Look every room. Jeffy, the party's over. It's time to go.
Marvin, I just checked in every bedroom. He's not in there.
Yeah, I checked the balcony, too. He's not out there either.
Wait, you think he jumped over?
No, there would have been a commotion.
You're right.
I don't know where Jeffy is. Look around. Maybe there's some clues. Maybe he left a note or something.
Oh, well, one of us came in first place at something.
Yeah, that was the boldest man competition, and you wanted to win.
Well, fuck.
Damn, you were destined to win, Marvin.
What is the guy? Everyone focus. Okay, wait. One guy, ask that thing if she saw Jeffy.
Oh, okay. Excuse me, ma'am, sir, they, them, whatever. Have you seen a kid in a yellow shirt?
Oh, yeah, I saw him last night. He left the strip club with a guy in a striped shirt.
A striped shirt?
Hold on a minute.
Well, how about we go back to the strip club and ask them if they got the guy's ID or if they know who that guy is?
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, let's do that.
Damn, Marvin, this place is really nice. It's like a penthouse.
Yeah, who paid for this?
It definitely wasn't me who paid for it.
Come here, you motherfucker!
Now, I wonder where we met that fellow.
Okay, let's just go to the strip club so we can find Jeffy. Oh, hold on, my phone's ringing.
Are you going to pay me my $3,000?
Of course, baby, of course I am. I'm going to the ATM right now.
I'll charge you $5,000 if you want to do it real quick again.
Give me 2 seconds, bro. Hurry up. Hello?
Marvin, what the fuck? Why am I looking at a $15,000 charge on your credit card? $15,000 for a hotel room.
That is not me. You should dispute that right now.
Marvin, I have a tracker in your ass, and it says you're at the Fontainebleau. Is that a goddamn pig I hear?
No, I'm on a farm. I'm not at the... You talk to him.
Okay. Hello?
Who the fuck is this?
Wrong number.
Okay.
All right, I'm good, guys. Go, nigga, go! I'm not paying ass!
Dad, why are you doing this to me?
Because I'm not going to let a stupid little accident like you cost me billions. Bon voyage!
Dad, no!
Chuck, the rope is secure for the mail down.
Shut up, you idiot! We're ready to take off!
Hey, real quick before we take off, is that a car that's just been tied to the plane?
Yes, I would like to transport it to Perry.
Okay, but we're not really that kind of plane. That doesn't really seem safe.
I don't pay you to sink, I pay you to fly planes.
Okay, but I'm just saying it's probably going to cause a lot of drag.
Okay, we were all here last night, but don't remember anything. We gotta ask someone that might remember.
Oh, that's the bartender.
I am the bartender.
Well, what the hell, Bob? Why didn't you say something?
I don't remember shit. I don't even know where I got this mask.
Okay, someone ask the stripper if she saw Jeffy.
All right, I'll do my thing. Hey, sweet cheeks. Were we here last night?
Yeah, you guys were here.
Okay. So was there a kid with a blue helmet and a yellow shirt on?
Yeah, I was grinding on him.
Oh, okay, did he leave with us when we left?
Yeah.
Ooh, was I bald when we left?
Yeah.
Okay, so the bald competition was here.
Yeah, you won first place.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so where did I get this tattoo?
Bob gave it to you.
What? Bob, you gave me a fucking tattoo, didn't tell me?
Yeah, I do tattoos.
What, you just said you don't remember anything.
I don't after the tattoo.
Okay, who pierced my nose?
Oh, you did that yourself with a paperclip.
Oh, shit, Marvin, that is a paperclip.
Okay, listen, we gotta figure out what's going on. So where is Jeffy?
Hey, that blonde that was stripping here, you know she got an STD?
Oh, she has tons of them.
Oh, not my lucky day.
Oh, okay, listen, ma'am, did we say where we were going to go when we left here?
Yeah, you said you were going to go steal a chicken and a pig.
Well, we did do that.
Oh, God, I can't remember anything. Where could Jeffy be?
Freeze! Get on the ground! Nobody move!
Oh, thank God the cops are here. My son is...
I said get on the ground!
Okay.
Except for you. You get up and keep dancing.
Gary, focus.
My bad. You guys are going downtown.
What, for what?
I said stop asking questions. Come on. Okay. You two are the chef.
Well, it's Ricardo. I'm about to get away with murder and get $1 billion. Laugh with me, it's Ricardo. That is enough. I will now cut the rope like the up game, dropping the cow and killing my son. Hoyo!
The cow! It hit the ground! Do you think he could have survived?
Even if he did, he won't survive. The bomb I put in the cow! Bon voyage!
What a beautiful explosion!
Oui, oui. He was incinerated. The $1 billion is mine. Laugh with me, it's Ricardo.
Chuck, look, a parachute!
Sacré bleu! What the fuck? How is this possible? He was tied up with a rope! There was no parachute in the car!
So the $1 billion is not yours?
Not if I have anything to say about it. Pilot!
Please don't stand in front of me when I'm trying to fly the plane. This is a single-engine aircraft. If I hit a bird, I ain't no silly.
You see the guy with the parachute down there?
Yeah?
Kill him with the plane!
What?
Hit him with the wing of the plane and kill him!
What are you, crazy? That's worse than hitting a bird!
He's going to cost me $1 billion! Hit him!
Let go of the controls, goddammit! You're gonna make us crash! Let go of the controls, goddammit!
I just need to kill him!
What the hell's wrong with you? You trying to hijack this plane? You one of those Al-Qaedas?
God damn it, I missed!
Oh no! We're stalling! I can't recover! We're gonna crash! Fuck! Fuck!
fuck is this?
I can't, goddammit, this is your fucking fault! Well, we're doomed. Say goodbye to your loved ones on the black box. Hey, Loretta, it's me, Chief. Remember that time you thought I cheated on you at the laundromat with that Asian lady? Well, I did. She gave me a sloppy toppy, but I am sorry. It's for good to throw me my cigar. I will not die without cancer in my lungs.
Yes, sir.
Okay, God, I am ready.
Good thing I always keep a pair of shoes and a pair of scissors under the seat of my car.
Why is this room so dark? Where are we? Oh, God, that light is bright.
What the hell is going on?
You boys might tell me where you were last night.
See, that's the thing. We don't really remember.
The strip club, yeah, casino.
Kind of all over the place.
How convenient.
Listen, my son Jeffy's missing. Can you help me find him?
Oh, your son. You mean accomplice for the murders?
Murder?
No.
We did not murder anyone.
Oh, murder something. That pussy!
Liar, admit it!
So the guy you murdered was a pussy. A little bitch!
It definitely wasn't a guy. It was a woman.
So you murdered a woman!
Oh, she was a hooker.
He didn't pay her, though.
So you stole!
Oh, it's all coming together. So let me get this straight. You all slept with the hooker, and when she wanted to get paid, you got mad. So you killed her, cut her up, and put her in the bathtub with acid to get rid of the body!
Oh, that body! Yeah, I saw those bodies.
This is a big misunderstanding. Those bodies were actually already at the hotel when we checked in.
Yeah, I can vouch. I saw them.
How convenient.
You boys mind telling me why your fingerprints were all over the toilet then?
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, when we flushed the toilet, just more piss came out, and it was just, so we had to flush the
a
toilet.
A lot of piss. Yeah.
And why didn't you call the cops?
Well, for this exact reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks bad.
Yeah.
You know, there were also fingerprints on the phone, too. So let me get this straight. You all slept with the hooker.
Oh, no, hold on. No, no. Only he slept with her.
Yeah, only me.
I wish I did. I mean, mine was pretty ugly.
Yeah, I sat on a middle finger in my ass.
Okay, so he slept with the hooker.
Yep.
And then when she wanted to get paid, you all got mad. So she ran to the phone to call the cops. But you killed her and shoved the phone up her ass, which is why it has shit on it.
Oh, see, actually, there was already shit on the phone. I don't know. I'm just as confused as you.
Yeah.
How convenient.
Listen. I want a lawyer and a judge, and we don't have time for all this.
Oh, that's going to be kind of hard to do since the judge is out of town. It's going to be 3 months.
Where is the judge going?
Cava.
Gary, come talk to me.
Okay.
Get us out of here. Aren't you a cop? Can't you talk to them?
Well, I don't know what to do. I mean, we could try bribing them. That works on me.
Well, okay, so Jeffy has $2 million. We could just offer to pay him, maybe $100,000.
Yeah, good idea. Oh, shit, come back. Hey, the guy we're looking for has $2 million.
Yeah, and we'll give you $100,000 if you let us go.
Well, that's not going to be necessary. You guys are free to go.
Wait, really?
Why?
Well, this guy came in named Admits to Murder Mike, and he confessed to the crime, so you're free to go.
Huh, I think I went to high school with him.
How convenient.
Oh, well, since we're free to go and you guys have nothing better to do, can you help me find my son? See, he wears a yellow shirt and he has a blue helmet on his head, and we also are missing our car. It's a yellow car that says Jeffy on the side.
Gary, didn't we just get a call about a yellow car dangling from an airplane?
Yeah, but that one had a kid's face on the front.
Oh, but my son's car has his face on the front.
How convenient.
No, I'm being serious. Like, can you guys, like,
let's get away from this liar.
Oh, no, I'm not a liar. Oh, Jeffy's car was hanging from an airplane.
Okay, I don't really know what to do with that information.
If they heard about it, it must be on the news or TikTok. Let's go back to the strip club. They have TVs.
What, Martin?
Strip club?
Bob!
Oh, you guys got that on already?
Cool.
Oh, can you turn the news on? We need to see the news.
Sure. Breaking news, MK. World-renowned painter Jacques-Pierre Francois has reportedly died in a plane crash when his private jet randomly nosedived. This is the last recording air traffic control received.
I'm coming, Mama!
Truly heartbreaking. There are also reports that when the plane took off, there was a yellow car hanging by a rope from the aircraft that may have caused damage leading to the catastrophic crash.
Jeffy's car was attached to that plane. Jeffy's dead.
Well, looks pretty dead.
Oh, damn, on his birthday?
Oh, that's really fucked up.
Oh my God. Rose is probably calling me. I can't tell her that Jeffy just died. Oh, my God. I have to tell her in person. Fly me home. Give me home and book me the first flight. We got to tell her in person.
Who the fuck's Jeffy?
Well, where am I going?
Up the stairs, buddy.
Oh, that's a lot of stairs.
It's okay, we're taking one at a time.
I'm about to fall.
No, hold on the handrail.
Chuck ass.
One foot in front of the other.
Okay.
I'm trying to get in here.
Marvin, where have you been? Why haven't you been answering my phone calls? Oh, my God. What is that on your face? Did you get your nose pierced? Are you bald?
Well, he's always been bald.
No, I'm talking about you.
Oh, yeah. I won a contest, actually.
And what's wrong with you?
I definitely caught something. I don't know what the hell it was, but that bitch was a dirty bitch.
Forget oh, her. You went to the toilet seat in the Taco Bell?
What? No, hell no. I ain't had no Taco Bell, but I definitely ate a taco, and that bitch was flaming.
Marvin, what is going on? Where's Jeffy?
Okay, so don't get mad. But Jeffy... Oh, Jeffy...
You remember the time we thought he died in an explosion?
Yes.
Well, this time we're pretty sure he really did die in an explosion.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, he died.
Marvin, no, wait, what? What's happening? Are you messing with me?
Okay, don't get upset. This is good news. It was a plane crash. He died in a plane crash.
How is that better?
Oh, you know he didn't suffer. It was like, ow,
oh,
instant.
My God.
Instead of like cancer, you gotta suffer.
No, it's okay. Listen, I'm sorry. He drank a lot on the plane right here. Yeah, he just didn't know how to tell you.
Wait, but Jimmy's gone? Jimmy's dead? I can't believe you let this happen, Marvin!
Okay, baby, I have a really bad headache. And if you could just tone it down, please, we could cry later.
I can't believe I ever let him go to Vegas with you!
Okay, now you're starting to make me think you think it's my fault.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff happens.
Yeah, I don't think... Who's at the door?
I mean, it can't be Jeffy, right?
Hey, baby, there's someone at the door. It could be Jeffy.
Okay, we can
look. Yeah, let's go see.
Yeah.
Hello?
What's up, guys?
Bob!
Who is that?
Oh, that's Bob. He wrestles pigs. He's fucking awesome.
That's the finger I saw on. Went up my butt.
What?
That's us, Daddy.
Jeffy?
Jeffy, oh my God!
I would love to hear how this happened.
Alright, so peep shit. My daddy kidnapped me.
Marvin!
No, not this daddy. First daddy. He kidnapped me, tied me up, and threw me in the back of the PP Cruiser. Then he picked that bitch up with an airplane and then dropped it from the sky. But fortunately, I had a parachute and a pair of scissors under the front seat of my car for this exact moment to happen. And when I parachuted down, I parachuted into Bumfuck, found Big Bob, and then we trekked all the way back to this bitch on some Forrest Gump shit. I was run, man.
So Jeffy's alive, baby, see?
Oh, thank God, Jeffy!
Peas and carrots.
So, the only thing we can do now is party!
Yeah!
Big Bob, come on.
Come on, Big Bob.
You know, Marvin, we have the house to ourselves since Jeffy's out playing bowl-the-ball with his friends.
You mean bowling?
That's a clever name for it, Marvin. They should call it that.
They do.
Well, they will now since you said it. Well, Marvin, you should go downstairs and lock the front door.
Ooh, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, we don't want just anybody walking in because who knows where we'll end up.
Okay, I'll go lock it.
Let me just lock the door.
Marvin, hurry!
Ooh, freaky time! All right, Jeffy, I have a 115. That means you have to get a 9 to tie or 10 points to win.
I'm going to get a strut.
Oh, yeah, you know you're not.
It's going!
Ha! Jeffy, you got a 7. That means you have to get 2 to tie and all of them to win.
Well, I'm going to get all of them.
Yeah, right, you can't get all of them. You're going to lose.
No, I'm not. I'm going to win.
Yeah, we'll see about that, guys.
All right, Jeffy, you got this. All you gotta do is get 3 little pins and you win.
He didn't get a single pin! You suck at bowling, Jeffy, you lose!
I don't suck at bowling! I hate losing at bowling! And I hate locked doors more! Let's try that again! That's one way again, John.
Oh, baby, that was amazing.
Marvin, you didn't even make it to 5 Mississippis.
I made it to 4 Mississippis, and that's a new record. How many Mississippis do you need?
Mama needs a lot of Mississippis. And then you can name all 50 states and start on countries.
All right, baby, let's watch a movie. What do you want to watch?
Let's watch Came in 60 Seconds. I mean, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Okay.
Marvin, you should go unlock the door downstairs in case Jeffy comes home.
Good idea, baby.
What the...
Ah!
pinecone dick.
What?
Acorn balls.
Jeffy, I'm being serious. You need to listen to me right now.
Old cherry stem dick curves to the side.
Jeffy, listen to me. Did you throw a bowling ball through the front door?
No, but you seem mad.
I am mad, Jeffy, because someone threw a bowling ball through the front door and you went bowling with your friends.
I ain't go bowling with my friends. I've been here all night. I don't even like bowling. Bowling's gay.
So you're telling me you didn't go bowling with your friends?
Nope.
Well, someone threw a bowling ball through the front door.
I know, and I heard it too. And whoever did it, they did it twice, because the first time, the bowling ball didn't break the glass.
How do you know?
I don't know, I heard it.
Well, Jeffy, if you're telling me the truth, did you throw a bowling ball through the front door?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, I'm going to call the cops and find out who did it.
Yeah, and I think you should, too, because there's a bowling ball bandit on the loose going around throwing bowling balls at people's front doors because it's locked.
Okay, well, How'd you know the door was locked?
Lucky guess.
All right, well, I'm calling the cops. If I find out it was you, you're so grounded. You're going to military school. You're going to be kicked out on the streets. I'm going to make sure you never step foot in this house again.
Old bowling pin dick.
Jeffy, stop. Ow! Okay, I'll see you then. Please hurry.
Marvin, what was all that shouting?
Someone threw a bowling ball through our front door.
What?
Yeah, there's glass everywhere. I just called the cops and they're on their way.
What? Who would do that?
I have no idea. Someone who wanted to cause our life a lot of problems. That must be the cops. I'm coming.
Hey, you don't even have to open the door. I'm right here.
Oh, hey.
What's up, brother?
What was that?
I don't know. Just a thing people are saying.
This is serious. There's broken glass all on my door.
Yeah, I was just going to say, who did you piss off? The Incredible Hulk? No? Yeah, I can do better. Who knocked on your front door last? The Incredible Hulk? Yeah, it's not really working, is it? Okay, how about this? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Not the glass in your front door, because I'm the Incredible Hulk, and when I knocked it... broke the glass.
Stop with the Incredible Hulk jokes. They're not funny.
Yeah, you're right. No, that's working. Who did you piss off? A rock thrower? You know, because they say don't throw rocks at glass houses. In glass houses? Who did you piss off? The Rock? Painted green, so he looks like the Incredible Hulk?
I take this seriously. Listen, a crime was committed. Someone broke into my house with a bowling ball.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll come in. But do I open the door or just crawl in through the hole?
Just crawl in.
This is silly.
See, look, there's a bowling ball right here, and someone threw this through my door, and look at all this glass.
Did they steal anything?
No, they just threw the bowling ball and left.
My God, I can only think of one man who would leave a bowling ball as a calling card.
Who?
Bobby Bowlinghams.
Bobby Bowlinghams? Who's that?
Yeah, let's come upstairs and I'll tell you. Let's get away from all this glass.
Okay.
Oh, good, Marvin. The cops are here. What's he saying?
I have a story about who I think the perp is. Bobby Bowlinghams.
Bobby Bowlinghams?
Yeah, sit back. Let me tell you about him. So you remember the story about my nemesis in high school, Billy Bowlinghams, who lost his hands in a train accident, replaced them with bowling balls. He was really good at bowling. I challenged him to a swimming race. He drowned. You know the story. Well, Billy had a younger brother named Bobby Bowlinghams. I had a woodshop class with him, and he was so sad about his brother Billy dying that while we were cutting wood for a wooden race car project, he cut his hands off and replaced them with bowling balls like his brother. Ironically, he wasn't as good at bowling. He wanted to avenge his brother's death by getting payback on me, so he asked me if he could wash my car to save up cash for his brother's funeral, so I felt bad for him and I told him yes, but washing a car with bowling ball hands went about as well as you'd expect. He dented my car all over and smashed the windshield. I was so mad, I just knew he did it on purpose. Then, at prom, I was with my hot date, and I asked Bobby if he would get me a glass of punch, so he tried to grab the ladle to pour some punch into the cup, but his bowling ball hand smashed the bowl and made the punch spill all over my date and my rented white suit. It was so embarrassing. I just know Bobby did it on purpose. So I just know that bowling ball through your front door is because of Bobby. He's always trying to make my life more inconvenient just because his brother died.
Well, that would make sense if there was a bowling ball through your front door, but the bowling ball went through my front door. It has nothing to do with you.
Well, you see, Marvin, that's the genius of Bobby. He's a born tactician. Every move is a pawn off the board. He's playing four-dimensional chess, Marvin. He knows that I'm over here all the time because he's probably been following me. So he knew that you would have me fix your front door for $500, and of course I'm going to do it because it's $500.
I wasn't going to ask you to fix my door. I was going to call a company.
Well, you see, Marvin, that's exactly the genius of it. He knew you were going to say no, and I would want $500. So I'm going to go downstairs and fix your front door, and you're going to give me $500, just like Bobby wants us to do, because if we go off script, he's going to come up with something even worse. This way, whenever he shows up, we'll be ready for him. That ought to do it. All right, Marvin, the door's fixed.
What is this?
A fixed door?
Well, no, I didn't want wood. I wanted glass right here.
What, so another bowling ball can come crashing through? I don't think so, Marvin. This is Brazilian mahogany. Nothing's breaking through that, except for maybe the Incredible Hulk. But you're not going to see him or piss him off, because he's not even real. And even if he was, I don't know why he would come here. He'd be at my house, because I have animal crackers. I think he'd like that.
Well, no, I want a whole new door.
A whole new door! You know, Marvin, like the song from Aladdin? Don't you dare close your eyes.
Listen. I wanted a brand new door with glass. Because how am I going to see who's at the door if someone comes to the door?
Well, that's exactly the point, Marvin. It'll be a surprise every time. It could be a serial killer, or it could be an Amazon Prime package. You won't know until you open the door.
Go get me a new door.
Okay, well, you owe me $500 for this.
I'm not paying $500 for this crappy duct tape job.
Okay, well, give me $500 and I'll go buy you a new door.
You promise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's $500.
Okay, yeah. I'll just take this and go to the door store. Here I go, to the door store. Okay, I'll be back. Sure I will.
What'd you say?
I said, I'll be back. And then I said, sure I will. Just reassuring you that I will be back.
You better come back.
I will. Sure I will.
Marvin, did he fix the front door?
I mean, not really. He just put wood over where the glass used to be.
Oh, no, Marvin. What are we going to do? What if Bobby Bullinghands comes back?
Baby, I don't think there ever was a Bobby Bullinghands. I think he just wanted an excuse to make $500.
Well, what do we do, Marvin?
I don't know. I just wish there was a way that we could really see what happened to our front door.
Hey, we could always check the Nest doorbell camera.
Oh, yeah, baby. Check the app. See what the footage says.
Let's see. Oh, Marvin?
It was Jimmy!
Marvin, we should have known.
Oh, give me that phone. I'm going to go beat some ass. Oh, I'll beat some ass tonight. Jeffy!
Jeffy's not here at the moment. Please leave a message after the...
Jeffy, I can't wait to see you try to get out of this one. So earlier I asked you if you threw a bowling ball through the front door, and you said...
Fuck no.
Exactly. Now press play on this video and you tell me what you see.
That is not me.
Oh, that's not you?
No, that's my cousin. First name Ree, middle name Tar, last name Did.
Oh, so that's not you, that's your cousin.
Yep.
Jeffy, I know that dude, and why did you do it?
Well, someone decided to lock the front door. How else was I supposed to get in?
Ring the doorbell!
Too hard.
Oh, that's it. I'm beating some ass. You bend over, some ass beating's about to happen.
You cannot touch me, or else I will call Child Protective Services on your bitch ass. Ow, 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 help, help, hey. Hey, stop it!
Jeffy, that is it. I am going to go in your piggy bank, and I'm going to take all the money so I can buy a new door.
You don't touch my piggy bank, you bitch! Don't touch it!
Oh, Jeffy's going to get it now.
Marvin, what are you doing?
I'm going to break open Jeffy's piggy bank and get my money back from my door.
Marvin, don't!
Mommy, stop him!
I don't know what to do!
You asked for this, young man, and now you're going to get it.
No, Piggy, no! Daddy, no! You bitch! You whore!
What? Pennies? Where don't your money go, Jeffy?
Money laundering, bitch!
Oh, that is hell, let's just choke
you. Marvin, let go of him!
I need money for my door!
Aw, what's a good kitty?
Baby, get the cat off the dinner table.
But Marvin!
Go on, get! Get out of here, cat! Go on, get off the dinner table! No cats allowed on the dinner table, baby. Jeffy, dinner's ready!
Father? What the heck? You know I don't like green beans!
Jeffy, I made them different. I put something special in them.
What'd you do? Get a hamster and take a poop in them?
No, Jeffy, those are raisins. You're eating green beans and raisins, and me and Rose are eating macaroni and cheese and raisins.
Why don't I get macaroni and cheese and raisins?
Because you're a growing boy, Jeffy, and you need to eat your green beans.
Well, Father, I just got one question for you. Who's your dealer?
What do you mean, who's my dealer?
Whoever you buy your drugs from, because you're so high, I want to puff on whatever you're puffing.
I'm not puffing on anything, Jeffy. I'll eat your green beans.
Can I go eat them by the toilet?
No, because you're going to flush them down the toilet.
Can I eat them by the trash can?
No, because you're going to throw away the trash can.
Well, can I eat them in my room?
No!
Let him eat it in his room. Where's he gonna put it anyway?
In his, in his pillowcase or under his mattress.
No, that's where I keep my crusty socks, and it's full down there.
Oh, all right, Jeffy, you can eat your room, but I'm gonna come check on you in 5 minutes, and you better eat this. You better not hide it anywhere.
Okay, here I go. To my room to eat my green beans.
Yeah, you better eat every single one of them. Better not find one on the ground.
Oh, baby, I'm so full.
Me too, Marvin.
What? You didn't eat your raisins.
Because raisins are disgusting, Marvin.
They're grapes.
They're sad grapes, and you know it.
I'm gonna go check on Jeffy and make sure he ate his green beans. All right, Jeffy, I'm coming to check to make sure you ate your green beans. Wait a minute. The front door's open. Oh, no. Rose, the front door's wide open. Your cat might have escaped.
What?
The front door's wide open, and I don't know if your cat got out.
Oh, no, Pumpkin! Did you see him anywhere?
I haven't seen him.
Well, we gotta go look for him. Kitty, kitty!
Kitty, kitty, kitty!
Kitty, kitty, kitty! Oh, no, Marvin, what if he got outside? He got eaten by a coyote! My poor kitty!
Oh, baby, hold on. Before you start assuming stuff, and before we go outside, let me go check Jeffy's room. Maybe he's with Jeffy.
Okay.
Jeffy?
Yeah, Daddy?
Have you seen Pumpkin anywhere?
It's not Halloween yet, Daddy.
I'm not talking about an actual pumpkin. I'm talking about that orange cat.
Nope.
Because the front door is left wide open. Did you leave the front door open?
Nope.
Because if Rose's cat got out, she's going to be upset.
Nope.
Jeffy, did you eat your green beans?
Yep.
Then where's the fork?
Daddy, it was so good. I swallowed the fork, too, but I choked on it like Squidward. Like, but you wouldn't get it unless you seen SpongeBob.
All right, Jeffy, be honest with me. The front door is left wide open. If you tell me right now, I won't be mad.
Oh, fork dick has four tips. Pees out all of them.
Jeffy, I'm being serious.
Me too. If you had a fork dick, that's what it would do.
All right, listen. If you've seen Pumpkin anywhere, you let us know because the front door is left wide open.
Oh, butter knife dick cuts butter and shit.
All right, Jeffy, you're not taking this seriously. If you see that orange cat anywhere, you let me know.
Got it, Daddy.
Okay, Marvin, I printed out missing pumpkin flyers for us to put around the neighborhood.
Baby, you didn't put a picture of the cat.
I know, but I put his name, Pumpkin.
Yeah, but we know his name's Pumpkin, but other people don't know his name, so they're going to think you're talking about a missing pumpkin.
I am talking about a missing pumpkin.
No, I'm talking about, like, they're going to think it's a pumpkin from, like, Halloween.
Oh.
Yeah, so go add a picture of Pumpkin.
But, Marvin, I already printed out so many.
It's okay, you can print more. Go.
Okay. All right, Marvin, I fixed the flyers.
Baby, why didn't you use colored ink?
Because we ran out of the colored ink when I printed the last flyers.
Okay, I guess these will work. Let's go put them around the neighborhood.
Marvin, we should put them on stop signs.
Baby, that's dangerous. People are not going to see the stop sign. They're going to get in a wreck.
Yeah, but they'll see the poster of our missing cat.
Okay, we'll do a few stop signs. Come on.
Okay. Marvin, we finished putting up the flyers around the neighborhood.
Let's just hope someone calls.
Hey there.
What, the cops? What are you doing here?
Did you find our missing cat?
No, but now I know you guys are the ones who've been putting these posters up on stop signs.
We thought that was the best place for people to see them.
Oh, I saw the poster. Don't worry about that. What I didn't see is the stop sign. So I T-boned a family of six in a minivan. Yeah, the van rolled like 15 times because I was going pretty fast, and two of them have been declared dead on the scene. The rest of them had to get life-lighted to the hospital. Oh, except for the one who's still trapped under the car. They get to use the jaws of life to get him out, but still, he's gonna be pretty mangled. I didn't get hurt because I'm drunk, but I mean, hey, I'm sure as hell sober now. Yeah, that woke me the heck up.
Wait, so you didn't find our missing cat?
No, but if I see a gray cat, I will be sure to let you know.
Pumpkin's not gray.
I know pumpkins aren't gray. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not stupid.
No, the cat Pumpkin isn't gray. He's orange.
That cat is gray. I'm looking right at him.
No, the printer ran out of ink. He's orange.
I cannot imagine that cat being orange. He is gray in my mind.
But why would we name a gray cat Pumpkin?
That's exactly what I was wondering.
Listen, he's orange. Just imagine him orange.
Okay, well, you should really put his name on the poster.
Well, see, that's what I thought, but Marvin didn't like it.
Oh, I like that way better.
But there's no picture of the cat on here.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I guess I only really know he's a cat because I already saw the other poster. You should really put these two posters together.
Hey, that's a good idea!
Yeah, just don't put them on stop signs. Put them on yield signs. Yeah, fuck yielding. I never yield. Anyway, how'd your cat get loose anyway?
I don't know. I was walking by the front door and it was wide open, and then I think he ran out when the door was open, and I asked my son if he left the door open, and he told me no.
Is he a liar?
What?
Is your son a liar? Is he prone to fabrication? Are his pants on fire?
I mean, he lies sometimes.
Well, I have a lie detector in my car.
In your car, you have a lie detector?
Yeah, I mean, I made it. I was on my way to the police station to interrogate someone with it, but I could use it on your son to see if he opened the door.
Yeah, yeah, go grab it. I want to see if Jeffy's lying about leaving the door open, if it was him or not.
Okay. All right, here it is, Marvin, the truth teller 5000.
Wow.
This is really a time machine?
No, it's a lie detector. You weren't listening.
Oh, yeah, a time machine. Does it work?
It's not a time machine, Marvin. It's a fucking lie detector.
Oh. Does it work?
Yeah, it works really well. See, whenever you tell a lie, it lights up red, and whenever you tell the truth, it lights up green. And if you tell a super lie, a horn goes off that says, liar, in my voice. Here, try it out. Put it on your head. There you go, Marvin. Are you bald?
No.
See?
Oh, no, I have hair on the sides of my head.
See, Marvin, it works.
Okay, well, Rose, can you put it on? I have some questions for you.
No, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, I have questions.
No, believe me, buddy, sometimes it's better to not know. Check it out. Okay, Marvin, ask me if I have a big wiener.
Do you have a big wiener?
No. Call Jeffy in here.
Jeffy, get in here.
Yeah, Dave?
We have questions to ask you, Jeffy.
Oh, roly-poly dick. Curls up in a ball when it gets scared and shit.
Yeah, mine does that too.
Listen, Jeffy, this is a time machine.
Marvin, I swear to God, let me do the talking. This is not a time machine.
Oh, time machine, dick. Goes back in time and shit.
No, it's not a time machine. It's a lie detector.
Oh, lie detector, dick. Detects lies and shit.
Yes, Jeffy, it's gonna detect lies. And did you leave that front door open?
No.
Well, we're gonna ask you with the time machine.
It's not a time machine, Marvin. God damn it.
Oh, we're gonna ask the lie detector.
Okay, I will put the helmet on his head. Jesus, come here. All right, Jeffy, it's all set up. So if you're lying, the red light will light up, and if you're telling the truth, the green light will light up.
Oh, red light, green light, dick. Stops and goes and shit.
Jeffy, if you do one more shit dick thing, you're grounded.
Oh, shit dick. Covered in shit and smells like shit and shit.
You're grounded, Jeffy.
Marvin, just ask your questions.
All right, Jeffy, did you leave the front door open?
Yes.
You said earlier you didn't.
I know I lied.
Okay, so now that we have a time machine, you're going to start telling the truth?
Yeah, because you're going to find out the truth anyway.
Oh, wow. So there's no point in having the time machine then.
Marvin, it's not a time machine.
There's no point in having a lie detector then if you're going to start telling the truth now.
Well, just ask more questions.
All right, Jeffy. Do you know where Pumpkin is?
No, I do not know where he is.
Okay, you're telling the truth with that. Did you leave the front door open on purpose?
Yes.
Well, why would you do that?
Because I'm a fuck.
Oh, are you stupid like this all the time, or are you faking it?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's new to me.
All right, Jeffy, is there anything else you want to admit to?
Oh, Pinocchio dick gets longer as I lie and shit.
No, Jeffy, there was this one time that Pumpkin was covered in poop. Why was he covered in poop?
Well, because I wiped my ass with him after I took a shit.
What? You said he rolled around the litter box.
Well, he did that too. Fuck.
What? Jeffy, that is it. You're going to go to your room and you're grounded. You're not going to leave the room the whole weekend.
All right, I'm going to my room and I'm totally going to stay there all weekend. I'm going to take this off.
Well, Marvin, you got the truth.
Yeah, but we still don't know where Pumpkin is.
Yeah, this can't really help with that. But hey, I'll leave it here so you can play with it. But I'm not entirely sure it's accurate because I haven't really calibrated it. But that little wiener thing was definitely true. Yeah, wait, fuck, I said that backwards. It's not accurate. I haven't calibrated it. So, I have a big wiener, Marvin, and I'm going to leave this here for... I think there's something wrong with it. Maybe you shouldn't believe this machine. I have a big wiener, and I'm going to just ignore that, and then I'm gonna head out. But if I see a gray cat, I'm going to let you know.
It's orange. Okay, let's see if this thing is truly accurate. I, Marvin, have a big wiener. Okay, but it's not small, though. It's not the smallest penis in the world. How would you possibly even know that information? Oh, okay, well, if I was in a room with 10 guys, I'd be in the top 3 biggest. Oh, come on!
Hey, Marvin, I'm back from the bathroom. Did you finish your test?
Oh, yeah. Turns out Jeffy's the one who left the door open.
Oh, well, Marvin, you know he's still just a kid.
He's 19 years old, baby.
Well, accidents happen.
No, he did it on purpose.
Oh, well, Marvin, we really should go look for Pumpkin.
Who's at the door? Oh, it's probably my package for big penis, like, reversal pills, because mine's so big.
Liar!
I don't know why it's screaming liar. This thing must be broken. It lies all the time. It's not calibrated right, is what he told me. Hello?
Pumpkin, you found him!
Where's my reward?
What?
The paper said I'd get a reward.
Oh, well, bring him inside. We'll discuss that.
All right, I'm coming.
Oh, Pumpkin, you're back! Where did you find him?
He ran out in front of my Lamborghini and I almost hit him. The only reason I didn't is because I didn't want to damage my Lamborghini.
Oh, well, thank you for bringing him back.
Now, where's my reward?
What?
The paper said that there'd be a reward, so give me money.
Baby, where's the money you're gonna give him?
I don't have any money.
So then why the fuck would you put reward on the paper if there wasn't gonna be a reward?
Well, I was hoping someone would bring him back because he's our pet.
Damn, I should've just hit him.
Well, listen, Pumpkin's back, everyone's happy. What were you doing coming here anyway?
Well, I wanted to come get your house payment, but I'm assuming you don't have that?
No, I have the house payment. Of course I have the house payment. I already
put this on.
Well, you don't even know what this thing is. It's a time machine.
Do you have your house payment this month?
Of course I do.
Liar!
Liar!
Oh, listen, I have half of it.
Liar!
Okay, listen, I have most of it.
Liar!
If you just give me till tomorrow, I'll have it.
Liar!
Next week, I'll have it.
Liar!
Next month, I'll pay double.
Liar!
Okay, listen, this thing doesn't even know what it's doing. It's supposed to take you back in time or something.
Marvin, do you even have your house payment ever? Do you even try to pay your house payment?
I try to pay it every month. Baby, don't every day we sit on the couch and I go, I'm going to pay my house payment this month. I'm really going to try to pay it. That's what I'm going to do.
Marvin, give me that.
What?
I'm going to cut off your balls and put them in a jar and pickle them. I'm going to have pickled balls and then I'm going to play pickleball with it. And I'm going to cut your balls off with the scissors that are in my ass. So I'm going to give you a 5-second head start, Marvin, because I can't really run that well with scissors up my ass. That's why they tell you not to run with scissors. So get running.
Oh no, Jeffy's putting tape on the couch again.
Oh no, Jeffy, stop it.
Baby, get the laser pointer.
Okay.
Jeffy, stop putting tape on the couch.
Stop it.
Here, Jeffy, go get it. Go get it. Come on, Jeffy.
Yeah, get the laser. Make him go out of the room.
Okay. Go get it, Jeffy. Go get it.
Oh, there's someone at the door. Baby, keep playing with Jeffy. I'm going to answer the door.
Hello?
Hey, Marvin. Can I come inside? I just need someone to talk to.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, Dane, look what I did to the couch. I made it all pretty.
Baby, you're supposed to distract them with the laser pointer.
The laser pointer died, Marvin.
And I ran out of tape. Can you go in the store and buy me some more?
Get out of here, Jeffy.
Okay.
There's tape all over the couch. Baby, you're supposed to hide the tape.
I did, Marvin, but he found it. He always finds it.
Why is there tape all over your couch?
My son likes to put tape on the couch. Listen, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was on my way to my 27-year high school reunion, but then I found out that my high school bully's going to be there, so now I don't want to go.
Why do you have a 27-year high school reunion?
Oh, well, after the 25th year, people start dying, so they just do it every year. It's pretty sad.
Oh, well, you said your high school bully's going to be there?
Yeah, Candy Randy.
Candy Randy? Randy.
Yeah, let me tell you the story. So back in high school, there was this kid named Randy that everybody called Candy Randy because he would sell candy to everybody in the school. Now, for some reason, Randy didn't like me. I can't imagine why. But usually, he would only charge a dollar for his candy. But then one day, a couple hours before lunch, I was hungry and I had a dollar burning a hole in my pocket. So I went up to Randy and I was like, "Hey, Randy, let me get some Skittles." And he said, "For you, that'll be $2. And I said, "Randy, that's bullshit because usually you only charge $1 and I only have $1. But he still wouldn't sell me the Skittles. So I did what any man would do, and I picked my nose and I wiped a booger on him. And Randy didn't like that at all. He was pissed off, and he stood up and said, "Okay, meet me after school by the flagpole, and me and you are gonna fight." And then all the students and all the teachers went, "Ooh," so I pretty much had to do it at that point. So then I spent the whole rest of my day trying to figure out how I could fake my own death so I didn't have to fight Randy. I even tried to call my mom and see if she would check me out of school, but she wouldn't do it. So then, after school, I went up to the flagpole, and there was this huge crowd of people gathered around, and they were all chanting, "Randy, Randy." And I was like, "That's not fair. I can fight Randy. I got this. All he ever does is eat candy. I can take him." So then I started throwing haymakers, and Randy just kept dodging them. And then Randy started beating the shit out of me. I mean, he was good. And then the worst part is his hands were still sticky from eating all that candy. And then after he got done beating me up, he took my underwear and tied it to the flagpole, and then he hoisted my underwear up like a flag. And then my underwear had a skid mark in it, so that was horrible. And then everybody started saying the Pledge of Allegiance to my underwear. I've never been so embarrassed in all my life.
So that's the story of Candy Randy.
Well, that's dumb. There's no way all your classmates are going to remember that 27 years later.
Oh, believe me, they're going to remember the skid mark. It was huge. I practically shit my pants.
You didn't wipe that day?
Have you ever tried to wipe your ass with toilet paper at a school? It's like trying to wipe your ass with Taco Bell napkins. They're all rough and they're thin. I'd rather not even wipe, which is why I didn't. But my ass was itching a lot, though.
I still think you should go to your high school reunion.
But look, I'm not going, okay? I spent $150 to rent this suit for the night, and I don't want it to go to waste. So I was just wondering if you guys wanted to go to, like, Red Lobster. Maybe if we're feeling classy, we could try going to Applebee's. I mean, I really want to go to Outback, but there's no way I can reserve a table this late. Nah, not with their bloomin' onions.
Did you say Candy Randy?
Yeah, do you know him?
Yeah, there was a guy at the gas station named Randy who sold candy.
Wait, what did he look like? Did he look like an asshole?
No, he had cornrows and tattoos.
Yep, that's him. That's that asshole.
What, you know him?
Yeah, he sold me candy for $1.
A dollar for you? Why did it have to be $2 for me, Randy? Why?
Well, listen, you've got to get over this Randy guy. So I think you should go to your high school reunion, go up to him with a dollar, and try to buy some candy. Maybe he'll like you now, and you can get over all this stuff.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, it has been 27 years. Maybe he's cool now. Yeah, I'm gonna go, and I'll come back and tell you guys how it went.
Well, what happened?
Well, I got to the reunion, and Randy was selling candy for a dollar, so I tried to give him a dollar, and then he punched me in the face, and he took my dollar, and then he pulled my underwear out, and there were still skid marks on it, and then he started waving my underwear around, and everybody started laughing and calling me Skid Mark Guy and Poop Glen Guy, and that's not even clever.
Yeah, Randy does have anger issues.
How many times did you see this Randy guy?
Well, we dated, like, 10 years ago.
You dated a candy salesman at a gas station?
He was nice! He gave me candy!
Oh my god, is he hot?
Hell no!
Why would you date a guy who sells candy at a gas station? I want to see him. Call him over.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I want to see him right now. We're going to beat him up.
Okay, I think I still have his number. Let me get my yearbook. Okay, here's my yearbook.
Aw, your wife signed it?
Oh no, she signed that after we were already married because she thought it'd be cute. She didn't even go to the same school as me.
Wait, who's Baked Ziti Feedy Petey?
Okay, look, I don't have time to explain all the names in the book. Okay, but I'll explain that one. See, I went to high school with this guy named Petey, and we all called him Baked Ziti Petey because he always brought Baked Ziti to lunch and ate it, but then he went on a ski trip and he got frostbite on both his feet, so he had to heat him up by putting his feet in pans of Baked Ziti and walking around, so we started calling him Baked Ziti Feedy Petey.
All the names in your yearbook sound like freaks.
Yeah, they are.
Alright, so look, there's Candy Randy's number. I still can't believe you dated a guy who sold candy at a gas station.
It was forever ago, Marvin.
Well, look, call him over here because I want to have a word with him.
Okay, let me go get my phone. Okay, I called him and there he is.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
Don't call me that in front of my friends.
You ain't got no friends.
Yes, I do. I have two and they're right here.
Oh, shit, is that Rosebud?
Hey, Randy.
Hey, you trying to get another taste of this pizza stick?
No, Randy, I'm married now.
Oh, well, that's a shame, because you just want a golden ticket to the white chocolate factory. You trying to see my Willy Wonka?
Randy, meet my husband, Marvin.
Ex-husband.
Marvin.
So you on the market? Because I'm trying to see where these little piggies are going. Hopefully they're going to be wee-wee-weeing all the way back to my place.
No, Randy, I'm married.
Well, he's one lucky man, because I remember when you used to lick me like a lollipop. You know, like that little Wayne song? You know that song, old man?
I've heard it.
What did you see in him?
Well, I can tell you what she didn't see, a 401k or a high credit score. But what she did see was 7.3 inches below the waist on a good day. And every day was a good day.
Okay, you know what? I think we should just talk about why we invited you over here.
Oh, my bad. I was just reminiscing how I used to make her my Cadbury cream egg. You know what a Cadbury cream egg is?
Yeah, I know what it is. Listen, all right, about this. So Brooklyn Guy wants to call you over here because he wants to fight you.
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, so he's trying to get his ass beat.
Well, no, he wants a professional fight in a boxing ring tonight.
But no, Randy, I didn't say that.
Okay, well, you're wrong. Well, you better start training. I'll see you tonight.
What, Marvin, why would you do that?
Because you need to fight him. You need to get revenge. Listen, you need a professional fight that you actually train for so you can beat him up.
But I already have a black eye. He's going to kick my ass.
Well, look, we're going to do a training montage. We're going to fix your eye up, and you're going to be ready to fight him, okay?
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, Marvin, I am so ready. I am ready to cheat.
What, cheat?
Oh, yeah, there's no way I'm going to fight Randy fairly. He'd kick my ass. I don't think hitting punching bags for 20 seconds is going to help me fight.
Well, how are you going to cheat?
I'm going to poison him with tetrodotoxin.
What is that?
It is a very rare poison found in the pufferfish that will make him completely paralyzed, except he can feel everything. So when he's on the ground, not able to move, I'm going to be wailing on him. Like, fight back, bitch! You can't!
Okay, so how are you going to get the poison in him?
Well, that's why I have these glasses. See, what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge Randy to a friendly water drinking competition. See, Randy is very competitive, so there's no way he's going to say no. So I'm just going to fill up these two glasses here, and then I'm going to take my poison and put it in Randy's glass. He's never going to know. Okay, I'm going to go call Randy.
Okay, I'm going to keep stirring this so that it dissolves.
Okay, I called him and there he is.
Hey, what's going on, Dookie Pants?
I don't even care that you called me Dookie Pants.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Well, I thought before our fight we should hydrate. So I challenge you to a competition to see who can take the fastest sip of water.
Okay, I'll do that. Water's good for your body.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, go! Oh man, Randy, it looks like you won!
Yeah, cause you're too slow. You better be fast in the fight.
Marvin, he's so stupid. He drank the poison.
What the fuck? Marvin, I can't move!
Well, did you drink the poison?
Marvin, did you switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
You didn't switch the cups?
You never told me to switch the cups!
God damn it, I thought you said you were gonna switch the cups!
No, you never told me to switch the cups. I mean, I guess it would make sense that we should switch the cups, but you had the cup of poison in front of you, but I thought you switched the cups.
No, I didn't have time. He came over so fast. God damn it, I can't move. I can't fight now.
Well, you still have to fight. We can't back out.
I have to back out. I can't move.
No. What if you still fight, but I'm in the ring and I throw the punches with your arm?
But that's stupid.
No, it's gonna work. We gotta do something, okay? So let's just go to the fight.
Okay. You have to drag me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't move, remember?
Uh-huh. All right, buddy. Are you ready for your big fight?
No, I can't move.
But we have a plan. I'm gonna swing your punches for you.
They're gonna see you.
Maybe they won't. We went over this. Come on, let's go.
I want a forfeit.
All right, I want a nice and clean fight. We're going 3 rounds, just like I do with my wife every night. You better have my dinner ready, woman.
I can relate.
All right, you ready? Okay, go!
I'm about to beat your butt like I did in high school.
I'm gonna swing for you.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. You can't swing for him.
Well, I'm his trainer.
Uh-oh, go ahead, train your ass in the corner, sir.
No, ref, it's okay. He can stay in. I'll beat his ass, too.
Are you sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. 2v1, go!
Thank God.
Ow, got you. Marvin, protect my...
I'll try now. He's hit me.
Well, one of us is going to get hit.
Time out.
Ref, there ain't no timeouts in boxing.
I know, but they ass need
it. Come on, let's go think of a plan.
Okay.
All right, we have to think of a plan.
Yeah, no shit. Marvin, I think we should just tell them that I tried to cheat and then reschedule for a time when I can actually use my body.
You want to tell your high school bully you tried to cheat when fighting him?
No, but I also don't want him to beat the ever-loving shit out of me again.
No, look, we have to think of a plan because that's embarrassing if you tell him you tried to cheat.
Okay, what if you get on top of my head and you control me like Ratatouille, like you pull my hair?
Does that really work? I think that was just an animated movie.
Yeah, you're right. I just have a kink for having my hair pulled.
Ooh, I got an idea. What if I let him hit you in the face, and then while he's hitting you in the face, I start hitting him?
Okay, and then we take turns.
No. He just keeps hitting you in the face because he's not going to see it coming. Because while he's beating you up, I'll come up from behind him and start hitting him in the head.
Okay, you know what? Fine, let's try it.
Okay, we're going to win. Watch this.
All right, I'm going to count this as round two because your ass lost the first round.
That's fair.
Look, try to put your hands up.
Oh, believe me, I wish I could.
Listen, man, I feel bad for you. So I'm going to do you a solid. I'm only going to use my left hand.
See? That's generous. Only the left hand and it's 2v1. He's handing it to you on the silver platter.
Oh, yeah, there's no way I could lose.
Look, are y'all ready? Round two. Go!
I call this one my gut punch.
Oh, my God.
Ow, Marvin, help me. Ow.
I wasn't expecting to hit me in the stomach first.
Ow. Do you quit? Do you forfeit?
Yes!
Winner!
Damn! I beat your ass in high school, and I beat your ass as an adult.
I have a spit kink, too, so that works.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you forfeit. We could have won.
No, we couldn't.
Let's go. Come on, buddy.
Marvin, today was very embarrassing.
Well, you would have had a chance to win if you didn't cheat.
Well, it would have worked if you switched the cups.
You never told me to switch the cups.
I thought it went without saying.
You should have told me to switch the cups.
Marvin, I hate when we argue.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry, too. Well, there's one thing we have in common. We both hate Candy Randy.
Oh, yeah, fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he's the worst. You want to help me take tape off the couch?
Sure, just roll me over. I'll do it with my mouth.
That's what she said.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so... You got help?
Yeah, you gotta roll me over there.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate when he puts all this tape.
God, I wish I had teeth. Vincent Van Gogh's ear. Hurry up and go to the next one.
Boy, hey, what you doing?
I'm watching this online ear auction. I'm trying to buy Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off.
Ew, buddy, that's disgusting. Why do you want to buy an ear that someone bit off?
Because nobody else has it and I want it. Shh, it's coming up.
All right, for our next item up to auction, we have Evander Holyfield's right ear that was bitten off by Mike Tyson. And to verify the authenticity of said ear, we have the Mr. Evander Holyfield! So, Mr. Holyfield, this is your ear, correct?
What's that?
This ear is your ear, correct?
Repeat it again.
The ear on the table is, in fact, the ear that Mike Tyson bit off of you.
Hey, let's switch seats. I can hear your ass. You know my ear on the table.
My apologies, sir.
So, Mr. Holyfield.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to know, is this your ear?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's my ear right there.
And why are you selling said ear?
You know the bills, dude. It's the rent, you know. I gotta pay it.
You heard it here first, folks. Evander Holyfield needs to pay his rent. So, let's start the bidding at $1,000. Do I hear $1,000? $1,000 going once. $1,000 going twice. Nothing. Okay. How about $500? Anyone for $500?
Bid on it, Boynie.
$500 is too much. I can get them lower.
You in the back, sir. You're just getting up to use the bathroom. Understood. Maybe $100. Do I hear $100?
I'll give you an earring with it. Come on.
$100? I'm buying it.
$100? I've just been notified that someone from the online auction has bought the ear for $100. Congrats, sir.
What, come on?
Yes, I won. I won the ear Mike Tyson bit off. Yes.
Boynie, what are you going to do when you get your bitten off ear?
Well, I'm going to put it in my wallet and carry it around with me wherever I go. And whenever I meet people, I'm going to say, hey, you know that ear Mike Tyson bit off? I have it. And they're going to say, nuh-uh. And then I'm going to whip it out and show them, and they're going to think I'm cool.
But how are they going to know it was really his ear?
It comes with a certificate of earthenticity.
Well, when does it get ear?
Well, it gets ear tomorrow because they're doing overnight shipping. It's coming from Las Vegas. Oh, let's go to bed. I can't wait to get my ear.
Oh, Karen, I'm so excited. I'm not going to count sheep while I sleep. I'm going to count ears. One ear. Two ears.
Boynie, I know you're not sleeping. Your eyes are still open.
I know. That's how excited I am.
Boynie, you want to fool around?
Only if I can do it in your ear.
Boynie, that's icky.
I know. I'm going to sleep.
Huh? It's morning, Karen!
Boynie, it's too early for this!
I'm gonna go track my package.
Ooh, I can't wait to see what time my ear gets delivered! What? Package destroyed? What? Destroyed?
Boynie, what's wrong?
I'm on the UPS website, and it says my package was destroyed!
What?
I don't know, let me check the news.
Breaking news, McKay. A UPS plane has crashed into a children's hospital, destroying all the packages and killing hundreds of people.
What? Oh, come on, are you kidding me? Oh, I can't believe my luck.
I know, Boynie, it's awful. All those children are dead.
Oh, my package is gone.
Boynie, their family's suffering out there.
I'm suffering, Karen. I'm the one whose package got destroyed. Oh, why does God hate me? Why does he make this happen to me?
Stop being so selfish, Boynie.
Karen, that was Evander Holyfield's only ear that got bitten off. It was irreplaceable. How on earth could this have happened?
Cut it out with the puns, Boynie. It's not a joke.
No, I know it's not a joke, Karen. I know people die, but you can always make more kids. You can't make more of Evander Holyfield's ear that got bitten off. You could do that one more time, but I bet he's not going to do it. I don't care if he and Mike Tyson are friends now. He's not going to let him bite the other one off.
Cut it out, Boynie.
No, I'm going to go to the auction house, and I'm going to say, how are you going to make this right? I need you to make Mike Tyson bite Evander Holyfield's other ear off and spit it out into my hand. That's the only way.
Boynie!
No, I'm going to go there and tell him.
Order. Damn it. Well, in any case, I am the Honorable Judge Boomer, and today we will be hearing the case of Brooklyn Guy, who is demanding to get Evander Holyfield's other ear because the one he purchased was destroyed in a plane crash. Brooklyn Guy, explain what's going on.
So I purchased Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off for $100 in an auction. And I was really excited to finally get the ear so I could show it off to my friends. And then bam! The plane carrying the ear crashes and the ear gets destroyed. It was one of a kind. So now, they owe me Evander Holyfield's other ear and I want Mike Tyson to bite it off and spit it into my hand.
Very interesting. Mr. Auction House Man, what have you to say about this?
Well, it wasn't the auction house's fault that UPS crashed their plane. It should be their job to get him a new Holyfield ear.
Yes, that does make sense that it is UPS's fault that their plane crashed. So, Brooklyn Guy, couldn't you just sue UPS for $100 refund for the ear?
I don't want a refund. I want Evander Holyfield's ear that was bitten off by Mike Tyson. It was worth way more than $100 to me. It was priceless. They owe me Evander Holyfield's other ear, and I want you to make Mike Tyson bite it off and spit it into my hand.
Well, I don't really have the power to force Mike Tyson to bite Evander Holyfield's other ear off, but I suppose I could give you a 24-hour pass to go bite it off.
Wait, me? I could bite his other ear off?
Yes. You have 24 hours to go bite Evander Holyfield's ear off without it being considered a crime. But after that 24-hour period, it will become a crime. So you better go. Bite his ear off.
Thank you, Your Honor! Now, where is he? Hey, Marvin.
I liked it better when you would knock before you came in my house.
It's really important this time.
Ooh, I really do like your hair, though.
Thank you.
You look good.
Well, I don't feel good. Did you see on the news about the UPS plane that crashed into that children's hospital?
I know, that was so sad.
Wait, you feel bad because you knew my package was on that plane?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Well, maybe you should have been more considerate.
A lot of people died.
Yeah, whatever. But my package was one of a kind. It was irreplaceable.
What was your package? Like a kitten or a puppy?
No, it was Evander Holyfield's ear that Mike Tyson bit off.
You bought an ear that was bitten off?
Yeah, for $100. It was a pretty good deal, actually.
Oh, okay, so why do you even care if it was only $100?
Because it's not about the money, Marvin. It's about the ear. And the judge says I have 24 hours to legally bite off Evander Holyfield's other ear.
But won't he need that?
Well, he didn't need the other one. He was auctioning it off.
This whole situation sounded completely insane and stupid.
I know, but I just came to you to see if you know where Evander Holyfield is.
I don't know where that guy is. I don't even know what he does now.
Oh.
Well, maybe you could try calling his agent and asking his agent where he is.
Ooh, see, Marvin, this is why I come to you. You have smart ideas. I'm gonna go get my phone. Okay, I Googled his agent's phone number and I'm gonna call him. Hello, you've reached Steve Stahlberger, talent agent. Yes, do you represent Evander Holyfield?
I do!
Okay, so where is he?
Well, I can't disclose that kind of information unless it's for business purposes.
Oh, it is. He owes me something.
Oh, well, what's he owe you?
Let's just say it's an earful.
Well, what is it?
In my mouth.
What?
I'm gonna bite his ear off because the judge said I could. Hello? Hello? He hung up on me.
Well, maybe because the way you approached the situation.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that.
I wouldn't have said you were gonna bite his ear off.
Marvin, could you call him and see if you can find out where he is?
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello, you've reached Steve Stahlberger, talent agent.
Yes, you represent Evander Holyfield, correct?
This isn't another prank call about biting his ear off again, is it? We get those all the time.
No, this is a business opportunity for Mr. Holyfield.
Oh, well, what is it?
Well, we have an opportunity for him to go back into boxing.
Oh, he loves doing that.
Yeah, Mike Tyson wants a rematch.
Oh, okay.
So where is he so I can talk about this opportunity?
He's at the Applebee's right now.
Okay, well, then we'll head that way.
Okay, I'll let him know you're coming.
Thank you. They said he's at Applebee's.
Which Applebee's?
The Applebee's.
Oh, the Applebee's, of course. Yeah, okay, I'll go over there, and I'll dress up like a waiter and then bite his ear off.
Hello, welcome to Applebee's. What would you like to drink? Sir? Sir?
You were talking to me? Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. You know, I'm missing the ear now.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What would you like to drink?
Hey there, I'm the district manager for Applebee's. You can go home.
Really?
Yeah, you're fired.
Oh!
Hey there, Mr. Holyfield.
Oh, you recognize me? Oh, you must be a fan of something.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
You want an autograph?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
Well, what can I get you started with? Maybe an appetizer ear?
Oh, What you got?
Maybe an irresistible?
Ooh, I ain't really into Tex-Mex shrimp.
Oh, okay, well, what do you want?
How about we go with a cheeseburger?
Ooh, a cheeseburger ear, good choice. Well, which one do you want? Take a good hard look.
What you got? How about an impossible cheeseburger?
Impossible burger. Gotcha. I'll go put that in.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Holyfield, here's your cheeseburger ear and your complimentary fries.
All right, calm down, nigga. That's a lot of ear jokes.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Just take a bite like Mike Tyson.
Whatever. Are you going to watch me eat?
Do you mind if I take a bite? They don't really feed us here.
My burger?
Yeah, can we, like, do it close to your face, though? Like, maybe we, like, Lady and the Tramp it?
Whatever, man.
Not again!
Breaking news, Mkay. An Applebee's waiter has bitten off Evander Holyfield's other ear while eating dinner.
He actually did it.
Ew, why would you still have it in your mouth?
I don't know, I just... thought it was cool.
Okay, well, that's
like Mike Tyson.
That's disgusting. Well, you finally got it. Are you happy?
No, because it's still not.